All week long, area high school football teams have been getting ready for tonight. It's time now for high school football Friday Night Lights here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Well, it all comes down to this here on 96.9 The Pulse. It is ready to go as the Black Bears are taking on the Rossville Bulldogs. The Rossville Bulldogs 11-1 entering today's game under 13th year head coach Derek Thomas. He has been very successful with 5 state championships in his tenure and looking for number 6 and the first in the 1A classification. He has won 3 3A titles and they went 3 straight back in 14, 15, and 16, and then Rossville in the 2A classification went back to back in 2020 and 2021. So a very good program and a powerhouse program that Coach Thomas has built over there in Rossville, and they are looking for title number 6 under his tenure. Now on the opposite side, a little bit different with the Sterling Black Bears under 7th year head coach Brent Schneider. They are undefeated at 12-0, and his first 4 seasons they've won 11 total games and did not make the playoffs in either of those 4 seasons. Then 23-24, Sterling posted back-to-back 6-4 campaigns and got to the regional round of the playoffs. And here in 2025, Sterling undefeated at 12-0 and gearing up for their potential second title in school history. You got to go back to 1982 when they won a 2A championship. It's also the last time they have been to a state title game as well. Thank you for tuning in again here on The Pulse. Our pregame is off and running. A conversation with both head coaches. It'll start with Brent Schneider of Sterling. It'll be followed by Derek Thomas of Rossville. We'll get you back live to the field after that, get you keys to the game and the opening kickoff. It's the Class 1A State Football Championship here today. The Sterling Black Bears and the Rossville Bulldogs. Our pregame coverage continues after a timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Our pregame coverage is off and running in Hutchinson today. The Class 1A State Football Championship game, it's the Sterling Black Bears and the Rossville Bulldogs. And our pregame kicks off here. We're joined now by the Black Bears head coach, that is Brent Schneider, 7th year at the helm. And I'm sure when you took over this program, coach, you know, it's always the thought, you know, of
not just getting to a state championship, but winning a state championship. This Sterling program hasn't been to a title game since 1982, and now you finally get there. This team is 12-0. You guys have been dominant, really, from the jump. A couple of close playoff games here in the last couple weeks. We'll get your thoughts on that in a moment, but just the excitement around the coaches, the players, the community, everybody involved, I'm sure it's buzzing this week, getting ready for this matchup here today.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of excitement. I graduated from Sterling High, so Sterling is my home, and we came back about 7 years ago and took the program over, and we had some early struggles with a couple small class sizes, and we were playing 2A better at the time in a really tough district, so it was kind of a grind early on, but our staff has really stuck together. We've had good support from administration, and we just said when we were having some tough seasons, let's build this culture into something where it's a championship culture before the wins are coming. And then we've had some big classes come through. We've been in the high 40s, low 50s number-wise the last couple years, playing some ski games and full JV schedules. And our kids have been really excited about football. We've had a couple really good classes early that set some foundation, and then our senior class has some special athletes in it, and then there's a lot of building blocks around them. So, just a lot of excitement in the community. We have a lot of connections to that 1982 team. A couple of our coaches' dads were on that team, so there's some cool connections there, but just a ton of excitement.
You look at how things have kind of played out. You know, you go back to week two, early September, you play a pretty close game, you know, on the road at Mound Ridge, and then you went on about a two-month stretch where you guys were just really putting it to teams. And then, you know, here in the last 2 weeks, two really good playoff games. You know, you go back to sectionals, 44-42 against Touch Trinity, and you had seen them a few weeks prior, you know, at the end of the regular season, which was a little bit bigger of a margin of victory, but that was a two-point game a couple weeks ago, and then last week in the sub-state round, a powerhouse in Smith Center, and you guys won a low-scoring game there. It was 14-6, so you go about 2 months just dominating your opponents, and then you get late into the postseason against two very quality teams coming down the stretch, and just the grit and the grind of your team to pull out a couple of close wins to get to this game today. What do you take away from the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I give a lot of credit to our Heart of America League and our district. We have some great teams and some great culture in those programs, and I think that we're built to put points up in our offense, and we're also built to when teams are being pretty sound defensively, we're built to take care of the football and put drives together. So we just kind of play the game that it's being dealt to us a little bit. And if we're scoring points, then we're happy with that. But if we're having to grind out drives, our kids are definitely ready for that. That Mound Ridge game earlier in the year, they were a great football team. And this was a little harder to come by as early in the season. They gave us a look that we hadn't quite seen up to that point, but I was proud of our kids. And then the Hutch Trinity game. Hutch Trinity is a great football team. They're very well coached, and we knew they were going to have a big-time game plan. The first game we played them, they just had some things go not their way in the second half, so we knew the second time we played them, it was going to be a dogfight, and we knew that we were going to get their best shot, and if they didn't quite believe what the score was, and they were prideful coming in with how they wanted to play, and they had a great game. I was proud of our kids. We come out in the second half and give up back-to-back kickoff return touchdowns, and our kids never wavered. The resiliency in our kids was just top-notch, and it was just kind of business as usual, and we got an onside kick late and after a score, and then we turned around and scored off that. So just proud of our kids for playing the full game. And then, yeah, Smith Center's just got a lot of culture in that program. They're very physical, and they did some stuff to our offense that made it tough, but our kids know that kind of take those 2-3-4 yard gains early, and then they're going to pop a little bit for first downs late, and that's kind of what happened. And our defense really stepped up huge. And I know some of our early season game scores, we gave up some points, but we're also kind of preparing for a run. We're getting some kids rotating in at our defensive line to keep our defensive line fresh, and we're getting some kids reps at linebackers and defensive backs that right now, we're glad we did that because we were relying on some of those kids. So really proud of our defense for stepping up. Really proud of our kids.
Your offense has been so good. You guys run that challenging flex bone and the rushing attack going for about 355 a game and 46 points a game. It's just everybody's got to do their job, and they got to do it right to make this thing go, and it's been very successful here this season. Zane Farney, the leading rusher, you know, for this offense, and I want to get your thoughts on him in a moment, but just the overall outlook of the offense and how it's performed here in 2025, what have you seen on that side of the ball?
Yeah, we have such unselfish kids, and you said you hit it right on the head there when you talked about all the kids have to do their jobs on every play in our offense, and there's so much truth to that. Kids are going to know on some plays they have a chance to touch the ball, and they got to carry out everything. And there's going to be plays that they know they're not going to touch the ball. They're going to block, and they're going to carry out fakes. And our wide receivers and tight ends block their tails off, and they know the ball's not coming their way very often. We have running backs and wings that are going to do a lot of blocking, and they might get limited carries. And Logan, our quarterback, he does a nice job of distributing, but he also carries out his fakes, and he had two monster games against Hutch Trinity, and that was some really nice stuff for us. So we just have a very unselfish football team that loves each other, and that's one of the things we try to build as coaches, that all love Christ, is we believe in the relationship aspect of it, and really buy into the brotherhood aspect of you got to love your teammates, and one way to show that is carrying out fakes and doing the little things.
Mentioned Zane Farney again. You know, he's over 2,000 yards rushing this season, 39 touchdowns. For his career, he's over 6,400 rushing yards, nearly 90 touchdowns. You know, for his career, he's averaging about 157 yards a game. You've seen, you know, really the growth from his freshman year to where we are now going into the final game of his career. And I'm sure capping off of the state championship today, and just statistically, Zane probably going to go down as one of the best players, I would have to imagine, in school history over there with all that production over the last 4 years. But what have you seen from Zane and just kind of the leadership from him, and obviously a very productive player in the backfield?
Yeah, he's a very unique player. Does an awesome job for us. I mean, we chart force missed tackles, and Zane, he pretty consistently puts up 15-plus force missed tackles. So he gets one-on-one with somebody and makes them miss. He's pretty unique about that. So we try to get him the ball in different ways, but just a great leader, very unselfish. He'll come to the sideline when he knows that people are putting 7-8 guys on him, and he'll make sure that the coaches know that, hey, Logan might have a play that pops, or Wyatt might have a play that pops. So he's not coming over saying, hey, just keep feeding me. Although he does want to carry the ball and be the focal point, he's just a very unselfish kid. Gets tackled a lot when he doesn't have the ball because he's the focal point, and it just goes along with our offense. But does a nice job there. He's really stepped up defensively playing that corner, and he pretty much takes away the opposing team's best wide receiver, and he does an awesome job playing physical football there. But he's always been a good leader, leads by example. He's on a knee very tall in the front of our team huddles at the end of practice, saying yes, sir, every time. Just leads by example. He's going to be the hardest worker. And just all those little things that, with as much success as he has had, it would be easier for him to be cocky, but he is a very humble kid, and just very coachable, does a great job for us.
Yeah, and he's very productive on the defensive side as well. I want to get your thoughts on just kind of the defense as a whole. I think it starts with Jacob Lewis, you know, the leading tackler in the 1A classification. He has 156 total tackles coming into this game. He's got 15 tackles for loss and 3 sacks, kind of the leader in terms of production there. But overall landscape of the defense, what have you seen from that unit here in 2025?
Yeah, definitely starts with Jacob. He's a tackle machine. He's very athletic. He's got a nose for the ball. Just when we're looking at game film and charting tackles, it's amazing how he always gets them. So he played outside backer for us quite a bit throughout the year. And just amazing how he's getting tackles on his side, but he's also getting tackles on the other side of the ball. And just his nose for the ball is amazing. But he's been playing middle linebacker for us because we lost our middle linebacker to a collarbone injury. And so he's awesome. And then just our mentality on defense is we want to be the most physical team on the field. We want to be the most physical team in the state. And our kids really bought into that. We have some pretty good depth on our defensive line. We try to stay fresh and wear people out. And we have a lot of depth at all three levels that we try to utilize as best we can. But Jacob is definitely a machine for us. We have great leadership behind him. Wyatt Newberry, probably the best defensive back that I've ever coached. He does an awesome job. He's probably our emotional leader back there and our true defensive leader. Then you got Zane back there who's kind of taken away half the field, and he's super physical. We just have a lot of excitement there. We take pride getting 11 hats of the football, and I think if you watch us, you'll see that. We have a lot of hats of the football. We have a lot of guys finishing tackles off, and we take a lot of pride in that.
Coach, let's get your thoughts on the matchup here today. We talked about the sub-state win last week, traditional power Smith Center. You get another traditional power here in the state title game, the Rossville Bulldogs, and their first opportunity at least at a 1A championship. You know, they have five state titles under their head coach in Derek Thomas. They have three 3A titles, a couple of 2A titles as well back in 20 and 21. But Rossville, very good out of the Big East, very good competition they play here in Northeast Kansas for sure. Silver Lake, Nemaha Central, some other teams you can throw in there. But what do you see from this team initially that stands out when you put them on tape?
A lot of credit to them. They own a fantastic program, a lot of respect there. When we're watching film with it, they're very obviously well coached. They take a lot of pride in their details. You can tell they spend a lot of time focusing on the little things, and so that shows us that they're well coached and very athletic. So they have a lot of team speed. Offensively, they definitely do a good job of getting everybody involved and spreading the ball around. And they have a very good quarterback, which could be a threat. And we know we got to do our best to contain him. But I think the hardest thing about it is they don't care who's touching the ball. They're going to find matchups, and they're going to find people that get the ball to move the chains and score touchdowns. And defensively, they do a nice job of suffocating at the line of scrimmage and then get things spilled to their athletes. So definitely have a hands full. Definitely a lot of respect to that program.
There it is. That is Sterling Black Bears head coach Brent Schneider joining us here on 96.9 The Pulse, getting you set for the Class 1A state championship game here today in Hutchinson as Sterling is taking on Rossville. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time here on the pregame show, and good luck here in the title game today. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot.
We'll have more pregame coverage after a timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Grounded Coffee House has been serving the Rossville community for the past 18 years. Start your game day the Grounded way. Enjoy hot or iced lattes, frappes, and Lotus energy drinks. And make sure to try the fan favorite, Bulldog Bite. Or kick off Christmas season with the Peppermint Mocha. It's all at Grounded Coffee House, located in downtown Rossville.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Pre-game coverage continues here on 96.9 The Pulse. Class 1A state championship game here in Hutchinson today. It's the Rossville Bulldogs and the Sterling Black Bears. And now joined by the Bulldogs head coach and Derek Thomas. Thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show. Congratulations on making it to another state championship game. First time since 2021. You've been the head coach now for 13 seasons. You've won five state championships. You have three 3A titles back in the 2010s, mid-area there, and then a couple of titles in 20 and 21 in the 2A class. Now here in 25, you get an opportunity for the 1A state championship. So a lot of success in your career, but I'm sure it does not get old to have success and get to a title game. I'm sure it feels just as good as the first one.
It really does, especially because, you know, those past successes were with a different group of kids. So this group, especially my seniors, you know, they've worked extremely hard for this, and this is their opportunity. So past experiences probably don't bear a lot of weight with them. They want to have their own success, and obviously they've earned it through hard work. So just trying to send the senior class off right with a big win if we can, and really excited for the opportunity.
How would you maybe compare this team in 2025 to some of those state title teams that you've had throughout your career, or maybe even some differences that you see that have allowed them to have success here in 2025?
Yeah, I mean, I think an ingredient for a team like this is always talent. So we have a talented group, I think probably maybe that one of the things that I notice is that their chemistry, and all of those other teams had a chemistry, but this group of kids is, I think, pretty close, and they've been able to battle for the last two seasons. The guys that have returned to start anyway have been able to battle against some good football teams, and we've been in some close games, and I think we were able to come out on top in some of these games and situations because of the chemistry that we have.
Talk about playing in the Big East. You know, you make that jump, you know, a couple of years ago, year two of the Big East in the books, and, you know, you play teams like Silver Lake, St. Mary's. Your only loss to Nemaha Central, who's playing for the 2A title here tomorrow afternoon as well. So you get those three games out the gate early. The Big East, it's such a grind, but playing that level of competition, I would have to imagine it kind of gears you to similar styles and teams that you play deep into the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly helps the competition level. Probably more than anything is that, our early schedule, the first three games, gave us, some direction on some areas that we needed to work on. We had a big injury in that Nemaha Central game, and we had to refocus our efforts on the defensive side of the ball. And if we would have, if we would have played a game where, we'd have had some easy success, maybe we don't make those fixes, and maybe we're not in this position. So it allowed our coaching staff to attack some things that we needed to improve on, and we had to shore up our depth because we had a player that went down early in that football game with an injury. So there's a benefit to it. You have to get through healthy, obviously, but I think it's been a positive for us.
How about the grind in the last couple weeks to get to this game? You get the rematch with Jackson Heights last week in the sub-state championship. Of course, last year you have that incredible comeback from 17 down and really late in the fourth quarter to get that win. You beat them this time 21-18. And then you go back the week before, you got to make the trip to Southeast Kansas and Pittsburgh and take on Colgan. Both those teams, Colgan and Jackson Heights, I'm sure on paper and were certainly good enough to be in this position here today, but you're knocking off these two teams in the last 2 weeks. 27-20 against Colgan, 21-18 against Jackson Heights, just the grit and the grind from your team the last 2 weeks against very good opponents to get to this game here today.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, those teams were quality enough to be in this situation, so those were good wins for us. To me, they just felt like playoff football games. That's the way playoffs go, is that you're going to play top-end football teams that have had success and have their own chemistry and things going for them. So it's just, it feels like playoff football, and that's how it's supposed to be. And I expect this week to be the same.
You mentioned the senior class earlier, and your offense led by your senior quarterback in Cannon Mitchell, 1,500-plus passing yards, leads the team in rushing at over 1,000 yards. He's got a lot of kids, and you mentioned talent, a lot of good bodies around him that he distributes the ball to in a number of ways. But talk about your senior quarterback, Cannon Mitchell, what you've seen from him, and an opportunity for him to go out on top.
Yeah, he's a good football player, and he facilitates a lot for the other kids. So I think that's worth mentioning. Cannon was in a quarterback battle his sophomore and his junior year, and he was neck and neck in those battles, and he did a lot of things right, but he ended up having to wait his turn. And a lot of kids in this era and in this age, they quit, they transfer, they aren't willing to trust the process, and Cannon is reaping the rewards of trusting the process, sticking with it, improving, and he's having a great senior year, and he's one game away from being a state champion. So I'm just so happy for him, because he's a model of what you would like from football players. On things aren't going exactly the way I want it, early in my career, but you know, he stuck with it, and he's just deserving of all the success that he's had.
A lot of the key players that you mentioned there playing both ways defensively here, 18 points a game you allow to the opposition, but since week four, when you play those heavy hitters in the Big East, just giving up 13 points per game since week four. So the defense has been very good. Every level has a big time player. I look at the D line, I see Charlie Chance leads the team in tackles for loss and sacks as well. Andre Johnson in the middle, your leading tackler at 119 total tackles. And then the secondary across the board, Cameron Miller, leading guy in interceptions, and your safeties have a lot of tackles as well in pass breakups. So really at all levels, the defense seems to have a good amount of playmakers, and that's been quality for you this year as well.
Yeah, I agree. And I go back to what I said before, to be in this position, you got to have good players. And, you know, you listed some good players right there. Charlie Chance, he plays the defensive end position for us, that we need that player to be a sturdy ball player against the run. Andre Johnson is in on tackles all the time, and he is a physical football player, and he kind of gives us, you know, that type of an edge as a defense. And then on our back end, you know, Connor Bush has been a 3-year starter for us. Jack Donovan, for us, has played a lot of football. You know, he's been a 4-year starter for us. So, you know, those guys have been able to grow up and mature, and now they're leading our football team.
A couple more minutes here with Rossville head coach Derek Thomas getting set for the Class 1A state championship game here in Hutchinson today as they take on the Sterling Black Bears. Let's get your thoughts on the opponent today. Sterling, they're 12-0. They have been as dominant as any team in the classification this season. They've had a really impressive run. They've played two tight playoff games here in the last couple of weeks. Just like you guys, they beat Hutch Trinity in the sectionals by two. Last week, a powerhouse in Smith Center. They won a low-scoring affair there, 14-6. You know, before we kind of dive into the nuts and bolts a little more specifically with this team, what stands out really overall when you put them on tape?
Well, I'm judging them based on how they run their offense. They run the flex zone, which is, for anybody, that's kind of one of those offenses that that you run across, and it's different. Especially with, you know, how football's played today, you know, in space. So they, you know, just their detail and their fundamentals that I watch on film leads me to the conclusion that they are well coached. Their steps, their timing, their ability to get off the ball, their ability to block downfield, all of those things are really impressive. So it's just like, you know, they're being well coached. I just think overall, you see them as they've got a complement of skilled players as well, that can make plays in the open field. So, it's a different offense than what we run, but, you know, there's a little bit of similarity between, you know, the skilled positions that we have and, what they have.
Yeah, they don't pass it much. You know, they're that flex bone offense, they're going for over 350 rushing yards per game, and it's led by their senior running back in Zane Farney. What do you see from him on tape? He's a 2,000-yard rusher this season. He's well over 6,000 yards in his career. Just a tremendous 4-year run for him leading this team. Arguably one of the best, if not the best, running back in the 1A classification. So Zane Farney, he leads this offense with over 2,000 yards. What do you see from him and the challenges in defending him specifically?
Well, I mean, tough football player. That's what stands out to me. Defending it is defending the system, and it's really having discipline and eye discipline on the defensive side of the ball. You know, getting to the point of attack correctly is going to be one of the challenges. And I think overall, that's what their offense takes advantage of the most is, you know, they're able to, you know, create a situation for the defense where they're a man short defensively on where they're supposed to be. So it's a huge challenge, and then you throw somebody in that's very talented, it just it makes the challenge tougher.
Yeah, Logan Isaac, their quarterback, Wyatt Newberry, another guy they use out of the backfield, he's over 1,000 rushing yards as well and averages 14 yards a carry. So flip side of it, defensively, what do you see? What stands out in terms of preparation with your offense and your ability to beat their defense and move the ball and get points successfully at a good rate here today?
Yeah, well, one aspect of their football team is their offense can be a good defense by keeping the ball away from you. Defensively, we're going to see an even front team. I see good tackling. I see some edge pressures from those guys that will make things challenging for us. So, you know, in a game that, you know, you've seen these guys, you know, 42 points against Trinity 2 weeks ago, and then 14, is they can win, you know, they can win a football game that is up and down the field, and then if it's a possession game, you know, they've been able to win that kind of football game as well. And it's a, you know, it's an offensive, defensive, complementary football that, you know, good football teams have.
Finally, Coach, just give us expectations, keys today to come out on top and win this game and win another state championship. What's it going to take, and give us a few keys here?
Well, so, you know, I always like to say turnovers. You don't want to give possessions away as an offense. And then for us, it's got to be our execution. It's like, you know, we can't have busted assignments or drop balls or things like that. We got to maximize our touches. We know that, you know, when given opportunities to score, we got to put points on the board because, you know, our opponent is really good on their side.
There it is. Derek Hamas, Rossville football coach. They get ready for the Class 1A state championship game here today in Hutchinson as they are taking on the Black Bears of Sterling. Coach, congratulations again on all the success, not just for your career at Rossville, but obviously this season here in 2025, and obviously another chance at a state championship here today, and thanks for joining us on the pregame show.
All right, it's been a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it.
More pregame coverage after a timeout. It's right here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Insure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on 96.9 The Pulse in the MSC Sports Radio Network. A heavy house and a heavy crew on hand as we bring you coverage of the Class 1A State Football Championship game here today. It is chilly. It is late November. Happy Thanksgiving and holiday to you and yours alongside Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell, Kirk Hillman in studio. I am Brandon Tadman from Gowan Stadium in Hutchinson, Kansas. So we are excited to bring you coverage of this matchup today. The Rossville Bulldogs at 11-1 overall taking on the Sterling Black Bears, who are undefeated at 12-0. Boz, let's get some thoughts here on both of these teams as we are inching closer to the kickoff today, and we'll get Jake Spaulding's thoughts from the sideline here in just a little bit. But let's start with Rossville, team out of the Big East, 11-1. They were the District 2 champions here in 2025, and they are certainly battle-tested. Coach Hamas mentioned that in the pregame as being out of the Big East, their first three games of the year, Silver Lake, St. Mary's, Nemaha Central. We're going to see Nemaha Central tomorrow right here on this field when they play in the 2A title game, but since that Week 3 loss to Nemaha Central, they just rolled the competition through the rest of the regular season, and just like Sterling in the last 2 weeks, couple of tight playoff games against two very good opponents in Pitt Colgan and Jackson Heights. This Rossville team, a traditional power, and Coach Derek Thomas looking for his sixth title in his tenure.
Yeah, I am super excited for this game and what Rossville is going to be able to do. And you mentioned they're tested playing in the Big East League. I've talked about that before. And night in, night out in that league, you're going to face incredibly tough competition. So it prepares them for postseason play. You mentioned the last couple weeks had some really close games against Pitt Colgan, Jackson Heights. So they're a tested team, and they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. And I'd say offensively for Rossville in this game, I mean, they're going to have to establish the rushing game early. They've got some weapons in the backfield. Last week against Jackson Heights, it was a rainy, soggy, soaky, cold game. They didn't really get to put the ball in the air, but I think if they establish the run game early, and then they can go to their passing game, because Cannon Mitchell can flat throw the ball.
We mentioned Rossville again, just the success under head coach Derek Thomas. He has, in his 13th year, a 125-29 record with five state titles and looking for number six here today, including the first one in the 1A classification. But how about the turnaround from head coach Brent Schneider here at Sterling? You know, it's his seventh season. Their first 4 years under his tenure, they didn't make the playoffs in either of those first four seasons and won just 11 total games. 23-24, a couple of 6-4 years, getting to the regional round. Feels like it's all, and it's just finally kind of come together for this team in year seven under his tenure. But again, this is a team that hasn't seen a trip in a state championship game since 1982, their only title in school history 40-plus years ago. But Coach Schneider and the turnaround that he has had here with this program, and they have been just as dominant as Rossville here in 2025.
Yeah, and it really is it's a good story. You know, you struggle early, you improve year after year after year, and now you might be in what they would say the pinnacle. You're playing for a state title. So I love that progression of this team and what they've been able to do. And I talked to a guy earlier this week that said, hey, Sterling fans, they feel like this is the culmination of all those years of just not having great programs, but now you're here. They're super excited to have this opportunity.
We're going to see so many good players on the field here today, and a lot of headlines coming into this game. But one of the big things that stands out to me, these two offenses are completely different.
Yeah.
You got the flex bone offense with Sterling. They have thrown, and their senior quarterback, Logan Isaac, 17 passes in 12 games.
Yeah.
They don't throw it much, and that's not their MO. They rush it, though, for 355 yards a game and average 10 yards a carry as a team, led by Zane Farney, who's over 2,000 yards this season and over 6,000 yards in his career. And then you look at Rossville. They got four wide receivers on the field more times than not, and although majority, good chunk of their offense does still come on the ground with their quarterback Cannon Mitchell and Andre Johnson in the backfield, they do want to throw it more. Cannon Mitchell, we mentioned the very lack of passing for Sterling. Cannon's thrown it up 164 times this season, completing 67% of his passes. So just the two completely different offensive styles here today is going to be real interesting to see how it kind of plays out on paper.
Yeah, and it is. It's incredibly interesting. Two very different programs. Sterling wants to line you up and just block you man for man, run it down your throat, establish their presence and their will up front. Rossville likes to run the ball as well, but they do it different. They spread you out a little bit, which allows their quarterback, Cannon Mitchell, to find some seams and gaps and run the ball that way. You also got Andre Johnson in the backfield, so if Cannon Mitchell's handing it off, Andre Johnson, a dude that can flat run the ball as well.
You mentioned Andre Johnson. I know you talked about him last week, you know, on our sister stations on our Friday night post-game show, and just talking about the 6'2", 206 frame, and you know, statistically not a ton there, just 400 yards. They use him in the passing game, but other guys are going to have to step out outside of Mitchell for Rossville, and then Farney on the other side for Sterling. Who's going to be that X factor on either side to come out with a big play here that could ultimately flip the script here?
You know, we talked last week for Rossville, they didn't throw the ball a ton. I think a X factor is Jack Donovan for Rossville, guy that he likes to get downfield. He's quick. He's guy at 5'11", 169 pounds, but he can catch the ball. I'd like to see him get going, and he could be the guy that changes this game a little bit.
We're excited for this coverage here again today on 96.9 The Pulse, getting closer to the kickoff here in Hutch, the Class 1A state championship game today between Rossville and Sterling. Again, nine straight wins for Rossville coming in. Their only loss to Nemaha Central back on September 19th, and the Sterling Black Bears team, again, undefeated this season at 12-0. Similar stats on both sides of the ball, fairly similar. Rossville, they've outscored their opponents this season 526-221. Sterling, on the other side, they have outscored their opponents 553-219. We're getting closer to the kickoff here in Hutchinson. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll get Jake's thoughts on the field. We'll get a weather forecast and get you set for the opening kickoff. It's Rossville and Sterling, Class 1A title game, coming up after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfurt Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfurt Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfurt Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Closer to the kickoff here in Hutch, the Class 1A state championship game between the Rossville Bulldogs and the Sterling Black Bears. A final timeout here on the pregame coverage. Coin toss, keys to the game, and the kickoff coming your way next here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here in Hutch today, it's the Class 1A State Football Championship here at Gowan Stadium, moments away from the opening kickoff between Rossville and Sterling. Fourth member of our crew, Jake, Boz, Kurt, myself, Brandon. Let's go down to Jake on the field, getting ready for the coin toss between the captains here today.
Yeah, guys, we got Rossville and Sterling. Opening coin toss is about to get underway. And we're doing the pregame festivities of that. Let you guys listen in. Guys, I'm not sure if you guys got all that or not, but Rossville won the toss. They elected to defer to the second half. And why that's going to be really key here today, boys, is down here on the sideline. It is a cold day here in Hutch. Feels like 32 degrees outside right now with southeasterly winds, 15 to 20 steadily here today with gusts up to 40 miles per hour expected during this game. But the Dogs win the toss. They got big-time aspirations. You guys have been highlighting it all throughout the pregame here today. Big aspirations to get Coach Thomas his sixth state title. But it's all going to start for the Dogs. Winning the coin toss is a big thing in the state title game. Don't you guys agree?
Absolutely, and we appreciate the coverage on the field as we'll have coverage from Jake on the sidelines throughout the broadcast today. Moments away from the opening kickoff. Boz, let's get keys to the game. Excited, two different styles of offenses, two dominant teams all year in 2025 in this classification. Give us a few keys for today's game.
Yeah, I think for Rossville offensively, I mentioned it briefly earlier, just they've got to establish their running game. Cannon Mitchell, Andre Johnson, get them going early, rushing the ball. Sterling has a big defensive line. They go 225, 260, 230, 175 across their front four. Average 222 pounds, so I think it's important for them to establish that running game, and then that'll allow them to maybe sprint things out a little bit more and start putting the ball in the air.
Yeah, and Sterling looking for their second title in school history, and for Rossville looking for number six in a 13-year span here under head coach Derek Thomas. So again, Sterling will get the ball first, so let's get you their offensive starters right before the kickoff. The offensive line from left to right, it's Derek Crone, Cody Schweitzer, Zach Edwards, Kevin Plouts, and Cale Thomas. The tight end is Tucker Haas. The wide receiver is Porter Anderson. The running backs are Jay Starnauer, Wyatt Newberry, and Zane Farney. And the quarterback is Logan Isaac. Rossville on the defensive side. They go three down up front with Charlie Chance, Easton Webb, Caleb Lehman. The linebackers, Landon Lewis, Andre Johnson, Cale Horgan, and Cale Horrock. Defensive backs, Jack Donovan, Connor Bush, Kelton Laycock, and Cameron Miller. Rossville, the all-red uniforms, the all-white uniforms. For the Black Bears, Jake, Boz, Kurt, Brandon, all with you here on the Pulse. State football championship, and it feels like championship weather, brother.
Man, it does. I'm glad we're sitting up here in the booth. I don't have to be on the field freezing.
Here is a high and short kick by Rossville, and a return out to the 35 between the hash marks across the 40. Good field position to start here for Sterling at their own 43-yard line, first and 10, and we are underway.
With both these teams, you can just see the excitement off that opening kickoff. Sterling able to get it back to almost midfield, but Rossville comes off the field jumping up and down. Everybody's excited to get this game underway.
Wyatt Newberry on that kickoff return. He's over 1,000 rushing yards. You're going to hear his name a lot. Alongside Zane Farney, again, 2,000 rushing yards this season. They have Porter Anderson, the lone receiver to the right, ball closer to the near side hash. White uniforms and Sterling in this opening quarter going to operate from right to left. 6-foot senior quarterback Logan Isaac leads the charge. Again, Zane Farney in the backfield. First play from scrimmage here in Hutch. 1A title on the line, and they go Zane Farney. He's got good moves, and he's got room early. Way out into Rossville territory. He's at the 35 down the right sideline, 20. 15, 10, and out near the 5. Oh, my goodness, what a start for the Black Bears.
Yeah, just a simple dive play, and he was able to, and I thought Rossville was there. They might have had him wrapped up, but he cut the ball outside. The key on Farney, he's very shifty, very quick, tough to bring down. He was able to cut that to the outside, almost took it to the house on the first play of the game.
That officially goes for 51 yards on the first play from scrimmage from Zane Farney, who's over 6,400 yards in his career, and just what a career he has had, and a big-time playmaker. First and goal out of the gate here for the Black Bears at the Rossville 6-yard line. Barney again down in his stance in the backfield. They go right back to the hot hand. He sidesteps left, now goes right, gets bottled up by four red jerseys and spun down. Forward progress to the four, so it's a gain of two. Rossville defense trying to stand tall here early on in this first quarter as the Black Bears trying to get on the board here in the first couple minutes.
Well, I think a key defensively for Rossville, they're going to have to attack the line of scrimmage. Their backers got to be quick to the ball.
Isaac quickly under center. They send Newberry in motion. And now a stoppage of play and our first penalty marker here, and it appears to be on the Black Bears for a little early movement.
They got the line set, and then the man went in motion, then they came back up, bunch of guys moving, that's a penalty.
So a big five-yard penalty there, backs it up, closer to the 10. It's going to be at the 9 for second and goal. Sterling, a big 51-yard scamper by Zane Farney just a moment ago on the first play from scrimmage, setting up the Black Bears not even a minute into this game. And now trying to settle it back, looking back towards the far side of the field in their sideline with their head coach and crew and Brent Schneider.
What's interesting, Sterling, they take their time. Play clock's down to 6. Now they're going to have to burn a timeout.
So an early timeout utilized for Sterling. Maybe a little bit of some miscommunication there. We'll go ahead and keep it right here early again. Brandon Tadman, we've got Chris Boswell, Kirk Kilman, Jake Spaulding on the sideline. Coverage of the Class 1A title game in Hutchinson today between Sterling and Rossville. Well, we talked about him a lot in the pregame, Zane Farney. It did not take him long to make an impact. His first touch went for 51 yards.
Yeah, and both the plays really the same, the play for the 51 yards and then the two-yard gain just off tackle. He's the lone setback, and then you've got your two backs kind of behind the tight end in this flex-bone offense. Just a straight off-tackle play to the left, but Farney really quick, shifty, finds the hole, and then able to get to open space.
So after the five-yard penalty there on the false start, second and goal from the 9-yard line here for the Black Bears. Ball on the far side hash of the field. That flex-bone offense, they keep it tight. Farney, the lone running back. Logan Isaac is under center. Black Bears trying to strike first here early. They go option left. Good pitch. Farney trying to get outside the numbers. Does so. Gets hit. Gets away from one, and he spun down at the 5-yard line. Pretty good pursuit there. Andre Johnson, the leading tackler, in the middle of that Bulldogs defense, getting a big stop there. It's third and goal.
Yeah, pursuit for Rossville is just going to be so important. In this flexbone offense, you got to stay disciplined, but you can't play on your heels. You got to be attacking and getting to the ball quick.
So the first three offensive plays here for Sterling have gone to Zane Farney. And a big third and goal play at the 5 here for the Black Bears. Ball on the near side hash. They keep it tight. Jace Darnauer, slot left. Porter Anderson, the wide receiver to the right. They do go to Zane Farney once again. He stood up at the line of scrimmage, and he is sent back for no gain, and it's going to set up fourth and goal. What a big play there. Connor Bush from that free safety position coming up off the pile. Excitement there. Now a huge play here for Sterling at fourth and goal from the 5.
Boy, early in this game, we're just at the 10-minute mark, and a big decision here. Looks like Sterling's going to go for it.
Well, the biggest play early on in this game, fourth and goal at the 5 for Sterling. Opening drive of the game, they send Farney in motion, and now a whistle. I think Rossville wants a TO, and they will take one, or is that Sterling who took that timeout?
The near side official signaled that Sterling took the timeout.
And Rossville did take the timeout. Okay, so the near side official, not quite correct, a little miscommunication, but again, we'll keep it right here. We're getting close to a big play in this game. Both teams have utilized the timeout, and we're barely 2 minutes into the game.
Yeah, it's just interesting how one big play, and then Rossville kind of settles in a little bit. Big time opportunity for a goal line stand for Rossville.
Jake Spaulding down there near that Rossville huddle as they get ready for a big defensive play here on fourth and goal.
Yeah, you saw the big run by Farney really to start this game, guys. But then what you've seen inside the 10, Boz, you're all over it. The linebacker position's got to feel quick. Cam Miller on that second down play, I should say, to the near sideline. He actually stretched that out and allowed Andre Johnson to fill that big third down play, Connor Bush. But Andre Johnson, again, from the linebacker position, is filling these gaps quickly and causing the front line of Sterling kind of some confusion here early on. So big fourth down and goal here from the 5.
Andre Johnson, the leading tackler for this Bulldogs defense, that middle linebacker position, 119 coming into today's game. But both teams have already burned a timeout here, just 2 minutes and 1 second into this opening quarter. But every play is certainly magnified as we get later into this game, of course. But the biggest play yet, fourth and goal at the 5 out of the timeout here for Sterling. Left hash, under center is Isaac. They go option left. Farney's got room, and he is into the end zone untouched. That is Wyatt Newberry, beg your pardon, touchdown Sterling. So the first time it gets out of the hands of Zane Farney, the biggest play, fourth and goal. They go to their second leading rusher on the option left. It's Wyatt Newberry from 5 yards out on fourth and goal. His 15th rushing touchdown this season. 9:55 to go in this opening quarter. Sterling out to a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, that ball was on the near side hash. Rossville was playing the wide side of the field. They sent motion to that wide side, then they came back to the short side of the field, kind of caught Rossville off guard.
So they capitalized, Sterling does, on fourth and goal. The extra point is booted right through there by Lane Weigel. And they capitalized, the Black Bears do, on their opening drive. Fourth and goal from the five, it's Wyatt Newberry, near side option left. He's into the end zone untouched, and at 9:55 to go opening quarter. Sterling 7, Rossville nothing. You're listening to coverage of the Class 1A title game here in Hutch on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Sterling Black Bears on their opening drive here in the 1A title game capitalize on fourth and goal from the five. Wyatt Newberry, his 15th rushing touchdown of the year. The Black Bears out to a 7-0 lead at 9:55 to go in this opening quarter. Rossville going to get their first touch on offense here in a moment, but the Black Bears taking advantage of that big run by Zane Farley early and then capitalizing from fourth and goal at the 5. And now Rossville having some struggles deep after this kickoff, and they're going to be downed at their own 15. Good kick and good coverage, and quite the opposite in terms of field position for both these teams to start this game.
It wasn't quite a squib kick, but it was a low line drive that got past the up man and went towards the sideline, just a spot where nobody's at. Rossville got lucky to get the ball inside the 10 and then at least get it out to the 15.
First and 10 for Rossville. They average 44 points a game, led by senior quarterback Cannon Mitchell. He is in the shotgun set, man in motion. Settling in is Andre Johnson. Now another man in motion, that is Connor Bush. He gets it on the end around, and he is upended after a short gain of 2, maybe 3. Good play on the far side of the field there by the DB for Sterling. And had a couple guys in motion there, but 2 yards, maybe 3 on that carry by Connor Bush, and it's going to bring up second down and about 7.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Rossville is going to attack these edges early with that big front defensive line from Sterling. They might attack the perimeter a little more.
Two wide receivers, far side right, one short side left. Bulldogs going left to right here in the opening quarter. Here's Cannon Mitchell, option keeper to the right. He's at the 25, he's at the 30, and he's out near the 34-yard line, and that is a big play and a first down for Rossville.
Boy, and great blocking on the perimeter. Kale Horak from the receiver position. They ran option. Mitchell decides to keep it, but great downfield blocking. You can't run that option to the perimeter if you don't have somebody out there blocking for you. Kale Horak did it.
First down there for Rossville. 9:15 to go here in this opening quarter. Class 1A state title game at Hutch. Man in motion to the far side of the field. That is Johnson. They go to him on a quick hitter, and he gets away from one. He gets away from a second using strength to get up near the first down, and that is right about at a 10-yard pickup on Mitchell's first pass attempt here in today's game.
Yeah, I love just the way that Rossville's mixing things up. Talk about establishing the run game early. That was the first pass after the first down. Attacking the perimeter. I like what they're doing offensively right now.
They're going to say it's a yard shy, or correct me if I'm wrong. No, they are going to move the sticks. It is a first down for the Dawgs. So a couple of early first downs are out across their own 40. 7-0 Sterling here, still early on in this opening quarter. First possession on offense. They send a man in motion. They give it to Andre Johnson. Runs into a stacked bunch, and then he gets a little bit of muscle forward progress to the 45 for about 2. You're going to hear Andre Johnson a lot today, 6-foot senior running back.
Yeah, this is interesting. They're just attacking all different sides of this Sterling defense, and you mentioned the size up front for Sterling. 225, 260 defensive tackle, 230 on the other defensive tackle. This is a big, stout defensive line for Sterling.
Ball on the far side hash. Second down at 8 yards to go. They go end around here to Connor Bush. We've seen that once. He's got to get back to the line of scrimmage. Not sure he did. He is taken down. Couple of white jerseys in the mix. Nolan Wellman, the sophomore linebacker, really the force on that stop. And no gain on the play there on the reverse to the near side. And a big third down here for the Dawgs. It's 3rd and 8 from their own 45.
Yeah, Rossville just trying to kind of figure out where their opportunities are going to lie. They've attacked the middle of the zone, or that defense. They've attacked the perimeter, just kind of settling in offensively.
Cannon Mitchell, the leader of this offense, over 1,000 rushing yards and over 1,500 passing yards. 36 total touchdowns. He's rolling out to his left, looking for a man in the flat. It's incomplete. Looking for Jack Donovan in the flat. And there was still pretty good coverage out there. And after a couple of first downs, Sterling's defense holding strong, dog setting to punt it away.
I like that play call, though. They rolled Mitchell out to his left. Jack Donovan open in the flat. And he was open. Mitchell would love to have that throwback because that could have been a first down.
Dogs started deep back in their own territory. Got a couple of first downs up to the 45. But as Black Bears defense giving up 18 points per game, they hold strong there. And now a high and short punts, and Sterling is going to have good field position once again for their second drive as that near side official is continuing to walk up near midfield, and it is at the 49-yard line after the short punt by Rossville. 7:41 to go opening quarter, Class 1A state title game in Hutch. Sterling out to a good start here, a touchdown and a stop. They lead it 7-0.
Started their first drive at their own 42. This one's going to start at their own 49, so great field position for Sterling on their first two possessions.
Their first drive covered 57 yards, only took 2 minutes off the clock. They lead it 7-0. Newberry the touchdown. They go back to Zane Farney, spins away into Rossville territory, gets to the second level, and he's dropped at the 45 of the Dogs for a gain of 6 yards on first and 10.
Yeah, Zane Farney, I mean, he's just going to be the workhorse, it looks like, for this Sterling team. And we've talked about his quickness. That time he spun away from two different tackles. Rossville, they're in the right spot. They just got to wrap up and make the play at the point of contact.
Well, Coach Schneider for Sterling said in our pregame about Zane and just how good he is in the open field, just eluding tackles and the amount of missed tackles that he's produced this season. It is second to none. Reason why he's over 6,000 rushing yards in his career. They go option left after the fake. Newberry gets the pitch. He has the touchdown here in the first quarter. And he backs his way inside the 40 down to the 38-yard line for a gain of 7. Move the chains for the Black Bears. They have another first down.
You know, Coach Hamas talked about Sterling and what he saw on film and their attention to detail, the way they block downfield. That's what we're seeing from Sterling's offense. They're very methodical. They take their time getting the play in, and then when they do snap the ball, they're very good at executing their offense.
We won't see a ton of pass plays probably from Sterling today. Again, just 17 pass attempts for Isaac, the quarterback. They go right back to Farney, run left, and he is just using strength to get down near the 30. Just as simple of a run play as you can get. He'll officially be marked at the 31, so it's a gain of 7, brings up second down and 3.
Yeah, just straight ahead, that big offensive line for Sterling, controlling the line of scrimmage right now. They're pushing Rossville off the ball. You don't see 7-8 yards on first down that often.
Second down and 3 yards to go. Great start for Sterling here in this title game. 6:15 to go in this opening quarter. They have a 7-0 lead on Rossville and driving again. It's second down and 3 at the Rossville 31-yard line. Ball on the near side hash. They go right to left. Farney, the lone running back, two tight ends, and the lone receiver is Porter Anderson. They go option. Isaac going to keep it this time, and he's going to get nowhere. He is swallowed up quickly by that Rossville front. Charlie Chance, the big 5'11 junior DN, first one to get there, and maybe a half yard at best. It's going to bring up a manageable third down and 2.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on this Rossville defensive line. Charlie Chance, Easton Webb, those guys clogged the hole right there and didn't allow Isaac to get anywhere upfield.
7-0 Sterling, 5.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. 1A title game at Hutchinson today, but the Black Bears facing third down and 2 at the Rossville 30-yard line. Pretty easy trip for the Sterling fans here today. Not too far from Hutch. Man in motion left to right. They go back to Farney on 3rd and 2, making a guy miss. He'll have a first down. He'll get forward progress to the 25. So he needed 2. He gets 5. Sterling another first down, methodically continuing to move the ball downfield.
Yeah, we've talked about it. Rossville, they're in the right position. It seems like Farney gets through the line to the second level. We got backers there, but just not able to wrap him up at the initial point of contact.
So a fresh set of downs here for Sterling. They have a 7-0 lead here at just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Logan Isaac, the senior quarterback, under center. They fake it, pitch it to Newberry. He's got room on the outside, inside the 20. He's in the red zone. Let's see where they mark him out at the 15-yard line. So gain of 10 yards right there on the option left. And you got Farney, who's over 2,000 yards this year. Newberry, who's got the touchdown here in this opening quarter, he is over 1,000 yards this season as well.
One thing I'm seeing from Rossville right now, they're not attacking the line of scrimmage. There was a downfield block on that option play that went outside the corner, was getting blocked 7 yards downfield.
Ball at the 15-yard line here, and they go back to Farney, and he is just knifing his way through that red jersey-led defense, and he is up near the 5, right about the 6-yard line. He's going to get 9 on that carry. Second down and maybe a half yard to go just outside the 5.
Makes things a lot easier for your offense when you can get 7, 8, 9 yards on first down. But right now, Rossville, they got to find a way to get more aggressive on that line of scrimmage. Right now, they're just getting blown off the ball.
Black Bears dominating this opening quarter, trying to add to a 7-0 lead, approaching the final 4 minutes here in the first 12. Isaac under center. They go to Farney, left side run. He is spun down into the end zone for the second touchdown for the Black Bears here in the opening quarter. Another short field, they take advantage of it. This one covers 51 yards. And for Zane Farney, his 40th rushing touchdown this season and his 88th of his career. And at 4:07 to go in the opening quarter, Sterling again, 2 for 2. They lead 13-0.
Wayne, it looked like that time, Landon Lewis, the outside backer for Rossville, he was there, but Farney is not going down on the first contact. He's able to shimmy his way by those guys, and that second effort's what got him into the end zone.
The extra point is good. 2 for 2 start for Sterling. Rossville behind the eight ball early. 4:07 to go opening quarter here in the 1A state championship game. It's Sterling 14 and Rossville nothing. We're back after a swift timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Grounded Coffee House has been serving the Rossville community for the past 18 years. Start your game day the Grounded way. Enjoy hot or iced lattes, frappes, and Lotus energy drinks. And make sure to try the fan favorite, Bulldog Bite. Or kick off Christmas season with the Peppermint Mocha. It's all at Grounded Coffee House, located in downtown Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Chris Boswell, Jake Spaulding, studio engineer Kirk Hillman, I'm Brandon Tabman here in Hutch. The Class 1A state title game, 4:07 to go opening quarter. Sterling out to a 14-0 lead. They have looked dominant here in the first 8 minutes. We'll get it down to the sideline and a report from Jake here after the kickoff. As Rossville, we're going to see after they punted on their first drive, now they're down 2 scores. This one is picked up at the 25-yard line out across the 30 into about the 32. Better field position here for Rossville for drive number 2. Let's go down to Jake on the sideline.
Yeah, guys, 14-0 right now. Sterling, you guys have hit on it, just dominating the line of scrimmage right now. But how about Farney? The patience from him in that backfield. He's allowing for those offensive linemen to get downfield, pick up Andre Johnson. That first drive, you saw Andre really kind of facilitating himself into the backfield early. That drive, you saw a more patient Farney and the offensive line for Sterling really getting their second-level blocks early.
That second touchdown drive covered 51 yards in 3-plus minutes, and the first play here on this drive for Rossville is a run play up the middle for about 3, maybe 4, as Connor Bush got the tote there for 4 yards out to the 36-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and 6.
Yeah, I think this is a really, really important drive for Rossville. Just step back a little bit, regain some composure. If they can put together a good drive offensively, it might settle the nerves a little bit.
Shotgun set here. They go to Bush again out of the backfield. Across the 40, correction, 45, and dragging defenders into Sterling territory at the 48-yard line. That is sophomore Landon Lewis, who got that big carry there, the biggest play here so far for Rossville in the opening quarter, and the first time they have touched Black Bears territory.
Yeah, that was just a ton of effort. Another time where Rossville attacked the perimeter with the option. Sterling's speed, they've got a lot of speed in their linebacker core. They're not really big, a bunch of 5'10", 180-pound guys, but that time, Landon Lewis able to get the edge and drag a couple people downfield.
Here's a run play up the middle. Connor Bush inside the 45. He'll get to the 43 for a pickup of 5 yards on first and 10. So second and 5 here for Rossville. They're down 14-0 to Sterling here in the opening quarter as we approach the final 3 minutes in this first 12.
First time they've gotten into Sterling territory. Just building a little confidence here.
Cannon Mitchell in the shotgun set, leading rusher at over 1,000 yards. Again, it's going the way of Landon Lewis. An outside run left, gets inside the 40, up near the first down at the 38. It's right on the stick, and we'll see if the officials give it to him or not. It's going to be first and 10 or either third and maybe a half yard. And finally, the official says, we're moving it. It is a first down for Rossville.
Took a little bit of time there, but great vision. Landon Lewis, he tried to get outside. Last minute, he cut it upfield. Really smart getting downhill, getting the 5 yards to pick up the first down.
And Rossville going to use a lot of bodies. Landon Lewis, the sophomore, 2 carries on this drive, averaging 8.3 yards a tote this season. They go option right here on first and 10, late pitch. And Lewis again, this time he is tripped up quickly by Wyatt Newberry, who came up strong to turn that into just a 3 yard pickup. So second down and 7 for Rossville at the Sterling 35, under 2.5 minutes to go opening quarter. Black Bears 14 and the Dogs nothing.
Rossville again, they're attacking that perimeter and they're really close, I feel like, on the option. If their receivers, that time Jack Donovan on this side, if he gets just a little more sustained block, that play could go for a lot more yards.
Two receivers far side left, a receiver lone right. Man in motion is Bush, settling in left side of the offensive line. A knee-high snap here for Cannon Mitchell. Design quarterback run, and that is gobbled up for a loss of one. Great play up front. Cale Thomas, part of the double-team stuff there. No gain on the play. Third down and 8 here for Rossville.
Haven't seen Mitchell run the ball a whole lot. That's only been his second carry early in this ballgame.
So a big third down play here for Rossville. They trail 14-0 late in the first quarter. Class 1A title game here in Hutch. A lot of fans here today on both sides. Braving the chilly temps. Heels in the low 30s. Here's Cannon Mitchell, shotgun set, throwing it to the near side. Bush in the flat inside the 30, and he's downed at the 27. Needing 80, picks up 8.5, and a huge pitch and catch to Connor Bush. And now a late flag comes in after the tackle here on the near sideline, so let's check that. That was well after the play was over. Rossville pointing in the direction that it's against Sterling. And a huge first down conversion, or third down conversion there, I should say. And unsportsmanlike conduct against Sterling. So from inside the 30, going to get half the distance to the goal here. So that should put it at the 14-yard line, and it will. So Rossville down 14-0 late in this opening quarter, get a big third down conversion, and then a 14-yard penalty on unnecessary roughness there, personal foul, and now first and 10 at the 14-yard line.
That's a really good drive for Rossville.
Here's Cannon Mitchell in the gun. Here's a design quarterback run, trying to bounce it out right. He is tripped up by the Class 1A leading tackler in Jacob Lewis. Came into today at 156 in total tackles and 95 solo. Make it 96 solo there. That's no gain on the play.
Yeah, Cannon Mitchell, he did a good job. He's trying to be patient, trying to let people get downfield and get the block. But Jacob Lewis, that young man, filled pretty quick. He doesn't get 156 tackles if you're not something special.
And he's only a sophomore as well. Here is Connor Bush on a left side run. He gets outside the hashes. He's at the 10. He's got a first down inside the 5, and he's near the goal line. He'll be around the 2, but it's a 12-yard pickup there for Connor Bush, and the Dogs have first and goal inside the 5.
Yeah, great run. You've seen a lot of success early on here for Rossville attacking the perimeter. We mentioned Sterling's got a massive front 4 on the defensive line, so Rossville taking what the defense gives them, attacking the outside.
First and goal at the 2 for Rossville. Ball on the far side hash of the field. They trail 14-0, but trying to cut that deficit in half before the quarter's end. Here's Mitchell in the shotgun set, moving Bush from the left hip to the right hip. Cannon Mitchell, keeper himself, and he is in. Touchdown, Dogs. Boy, Rossville needed that. They get on the board. And for Cannon Mitchell, his 19th rushing touchdown of the year. That leads this Rossville offense. And at 46 seconds to go in the opening quarter, it is potentially cut in half here on a PAT, but the Dogs on the board trailing 14-6.
Yeah, that was a huge drive for Rossville. Just able to get back. You know, we talk about sometimes how games start. Rossville gets down 14-zip. I'm sure they were thinking, no, this isn't how we wanted this game to go. So huge drive for them just to gain some confidence.
Darren Maxwell on the PAT missed it right. It is no good. So at 46 seconds to go in the opening quarter, Rossville gets on the board, a 2-yard run by quarterback Cannon Mitchell, and after the missed extra point, it's Sterling 14 and Rossville 6. 46 seconds to go in the opening period. We're back in 30 seconds here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorrockLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, Rossville is on the board late in the opening quarter, trailing Sterling 14-6 here in the Class 1A State Championship game in Hutchinson. We'll get a sideline report from Jake here in a moment, but Chris, Kurt, Brandon all with you. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network as Rossville's going to kick this one off from left to right. And Wyatt Newberry on the return. He's at the 25, makes a move left. He's at the 30, another man missed. Across the 35 and churning the legs out near the 37 as Sterling takes over late in the opening quarter up 14-6. And let's go down to Jake.
That's touchdown drive. You know, I talked about in the pregame, the weather, the wind. You know, Rossville's entire first quarter has been going into that sustained 15, 20 mile an hour wind, gusting up to 30 to 40. And that had a massive effect on that PAT by the Dogs on that. But that penalty, it was a late hit out of bounds by the safety Aguiar on the tackle by Bush. That's what aided in the Rossville drive that happened on the Rossville sideline to give them that first and goal.
Late here in the opening quarter, 39 seconds to go. Sterling, their third possession. They have scored on their first two drives. Zane Farney up the middle, trying to spin away from a couple of red jerseys. Forward progress to the 41 for a gain of about 4 yards. That could be the final play of the opening quarter. We'll see how quickly Sterling wants to get on the ball here. We're at 22 seconds and counting.
Yeah, that was a much better job by Rossville up front. Their front line defensively, Charlie Chance, Easton Webb, Caleb Lehman, they're doing a nice job there on that play of not getting pushed back off the ball.
Well, 9 seconds to go, clock moving. We'll see if they get on the ball here, appearing to be under center with Logan Isaac. Down to 3 seconds, maybe try to get Rossville off guard. They will run a play, and they will go to Farney up the middle. My goodness, out near midfield, and to the Rossville 49-yard line. He'll gain 10. So they do jump on the ball and run one more play to close out the opening quarter. But the Class 1A title game, 12 minutes in the books here on the pole. Sterling 14 and Rossville 6. Second quarter action after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second quarter underway here in Hutchinson. The 1A state championship game. Sterling on the move in Rossville territory. And Logan Isaac on a quarterback run out to the 41 of Rossville. As Sterling a 14-6 lead. And moving the chains here now, going left to right here in quarter number two. It's going to bring up second down and three.
You know, one thing Sterling here in this ball game. They get first downs, they move the chains, and then they've been very, very efficient on first downs. 7 yards, 9 yards, another 7 yards. Make things a lot easier when you're second down and two or three.
Sterling averaging 355 rushing yards a game this season. They toted the rock 15 times in that first quarter for 128 yards. They have it second down and three with a 14-6 lead, just getting going quarter number two. Here is Zane Farney making one guy miss, dragging red jerseys across the 35 and down to the 34-yard line. That is impressive for sure. A couple of guys in on the stop. Connor Bush, the last one up for the Rossville defense. But Sterling continuing to move the ball at a good chunk. It is first and 10 at the Rossville 34.
But defensively, Rossville's got to find a way to get their backers attacking the gaps a little bit quicker. It looks like they're 3 or 4 yards deep, and Farney's so good, you're not going to tackle him 5 yards past the line of scrimmage in open field. You got to get up early to the line of scrimmage.
Farney had 105 yards in the first quarter. His first carry went for 51 yards to set up that opening touchdown from Wyatt Newberry. Under center is Isaac. Man in motion is Newberry. And they go right up the middle here with Farney. This time, good pursuit by Rossville's front. And it's limited to a one-yard gain to the 33.
Yeah, if they're going to have success defensively, they got to find a way to get a little bit better on first down and eliminate some of these big chunk plays.
Second down and 9 here for Sterling. Just over a minute gone by in the second quarter. Sterling, 2 drives in the opening quarter, 2 touchdowns, but Rossville getting on the board late in that opening 12. Trailing Rossville is 14-6. Sterling looking for their second title in school history. They go option left. Early pitch. It's Wyatt Newberry. Cuts it up. He's at the 25, and he's got a first down near the 22-yard line. On second and 9, he goes for 10.
Again, Rossville in the right spot. They played that option really nicely. They got outside, forced him upfield, but the backer a little bit slow getting there, which gave up that big 9 yards for first down.
2 minutes gone by, second quarter. 14-6 Sterling here in the 1A state championship game. Sterling on the move again, approaching the red zone here on their third drive of the first half. Touchdowns in the first quarter by Wyatt Newberry and Zane Farney. Cannon Mitchell, the 2-yard run. The Rossville score, 14-6 Black Bears. First down and 10 outside the red zone. Here is Isaac on a keeper, lowers the right shoulder, and that momentum carries him into the red zone at the 19-yard line for a gain of about 4 yards. It's going to set up second down and 6.
And that was a nice job that time. It was a 4-yard gain. Andre Johnson made the tackle, but the problem was he made the tackle 4 yards deep. The backers are kind of sitting on their heels waiting for the running back from Sterling to get to them. They've got to attack that line of scrimmage.
Under center, of course, the flexbone offense here for Sterling. Isaac taps the right hip of his center and Zach Edwards. He takes the snap. Isaac going to keep it again, makes a nice move. He'll shimmy his way inside the 15 to the 14. 5 yards on that carry by Logan Isaac. He's toted the rock back-to-back plays, but third down and 1 coming up here for the Black Bears.
It'd be a big stop for Rossville. They can find a way to force him into fourth down, although Sterling, I'm pretty confident they feel good about going 2 plays to get 1 yard.
Well, Jake, before the kickoff here today, talked about the wind conditions at times gusting up to 40 miles an hour and just chilly temperatures here today. Fans out here braving that cold. It is third down and 1 inside the 15. Black Bears right up the middle with Zane Farney. He's got the first down, and he'll have it by a couple. He gets to the 11, so he needed 1. He got 3. And near goal-to-go territory again for the Black Bears. The 14-6 lead here. They're taking off a good chunk of this second quarter, trying to add to a 14-6 advantage.
Yeah, Rossville, they're doing a better job. They got to find a way to get a stop. You know, you just got to find a way to make maybe a negative play. Sterling has not had 1 negative offensive play this entire first half.
It is first and 10, just outside the 10 at the Rossville 11-yard line. Man in motion, option left, and there's that potential turnover. The ball's on the deck, and it's recovered by the Dogs. There it is. Get a stop, Mr. Boswell, in the fumble recovery by Landon Lewis.
There it is. That was the negative play Rossville needed. That was a long, methodical drive from Sterling. Rossville finds a way to get the ball back. First turnover of the ball game. More importantly, they stop that Sterling offense, get them off the field.
7:56 to go, second quarter. First turnover of the game by the Black Bears deep into Rossville territory. And now they take over, Rossville does, down 14-6 at their own 23-yard line. So the shot of life there for that Rossville defense. Now can Cannon Mitchell and company take advantage? They go end around here. First offensive touch for Jack Donovan, and a good form tackle there in the open field by the free safety Wyatt Newberry. Donovan gains 2 at best. We'll call it second down and a long 8.
And you know what's different between these two teams? Like right now, that play looked like it was open for Rossville. Attack the perimeter, but Sterling made the tackle in the open field for 2 yards. Sterling has the ball. They're getting 4 or 5 yards on those first down plays.
Jack Donovan, first time he's toted the rock here today. They use him both in the run and the pass, and he is very effective in both aspects of that offense. Second down and 8 yards to go here for Rossville. Option right. Mitchell keeps lowering and just falling forward across the 30. He'll get out to the 33. A gain of 8. Just enough by a nose tip of the football. It's a first down run there by quarterback Cannon Mitchell.
Yeah, I'd like to see Cannon Mitchell get things going here. He hasn't carried the ball a ton early in this ball game, but he's a guy, he may just need to kind of take over here a little bit.
First down for Rossville, just shy of their own 35-yard line. 5 minutes in, 7 to go here in quarter number 2. Sterling a 14-6 lead in the Class 1A title game. Mitchell faking a pass, now tucking it, running to his right. Gets hit at the knees, chopped down near the 40, shy of it at the 39-yard line, but a gain of 5 on 1st and 10.
Yeah, good first down play. Mitchell dropped back like he was going to throw the ball, a little quarterback delay, a little draw play, and Mitchell able to pick up 5 yards on first down.
Gets to the 39-yard line. Rossville trailing by 8, 14-6 here. Approaching the halfway point of quarter number 2. They have second down and 5 from the 39, operating right to left here in this second period and going from the right hash, and a left side run is gobbled up before it progressed to the 41 for a gain of 2 yards. Going to bring up third down and 3 here for Rossville, again at the 41-yard line. It's Rossville offense, again, 386 total yards a game and 44 points per game, 250 of it on the ground. Third down and 3 yards to go here for the Dogs. They go option right. Mitchell tucks, keeps it himself, and he's going to be a yard shy of the first down. He got to the 43. So he got by the initial tackler, but he's going to be a yard shy of the first down. And Rossville now fourth down and 1 from their own 43-yard line with the ball on the far side hash of the field. They're going to keep that offense on the field. So a huge play here for both sides of the ball. 5:37, clock moving second quarter, 14-6, Sterling in front. Fourth down and 1 here for Rossville. They send Donovan in motion to the far side of the field. Mitchell's going to take it that way on a quarterback keeper. He needed one. He got to the 45. He's got 2 and a first down for Rossville. Had to have it, and Rossville got it. Keeping the drive alive to the 45. A 2-yard run on fourth and 1 by quarterback Cannon Mitchell. Ball on the far hash, moving right to left. Mitchell in the gun by himself. What a big fourth down conversion there for Rossville. They send Donovan in motion. They give it to him on an end around. He gets away from one. Never mind. He's dragged down by the right arm. David Myers, the sophomore outside linebacker, held Donovan there on the end around, and no gain on the play, and it's second and 10 from the 45. Under 5 minutes to go here. Clock moving second quarter. Sterling a 14-6 lead as they scored on their first two drives in the opening quarter. And now Landon Lewis on a right side run out of the shotgun. He is able to avoid a loss there and get back to the line of scrimmage. He actually gained a yard running to his right. Could have been a loss of 2, maybe 3, but it's going to bring up third down and 9 from the 46. .420 to go in this first half of play. Third and 9 here for Rossville. Ball just shy of midfield at the 46-yard line. 4 wide receivers set. They send Lewis in motion near side to far side. Mitchell, 3-step drop. They find Lewis in the flat, and he gets away and has a big burst after the fact, but a flag comes in late. He got down to the 39. It's a gain of 15 on third and 9, but hold your hats. Sterling believing this penalty might be against Rossville.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. It looked like the defense was about ready to make that tackle, and I think they're going to call Rossville maybe on an illegal block here.
A flag from the back judge behind the Sterling defense, and a blindside block, personal foul against Rossville. So on third and 9, they go for 15 yards in what would have been a first down, but instead a personal foul, blindside block. Both teams have had crucial penalties here. First one really on Rossville in this opening half, and that takes away a big first down play.
Yeah, that's a tough one to swallow. Kid trying to make a play, spring the receiver forward, but not allowed to come back anymore on those blocks when you're coming from behind the play. They're going to call that every time.
So back to the 40-yard line. It is third down and 15 here for Rossville. 4 minutes to go in this first half. They trail 14-6. They want a screen. It's Landon Lewis. He's got a lot of work to do, and he's able to get 5, maybe 6, but that's it. So read well by the middle of that Sterling defense, and it appears to be punt time for Rossville late in the second quarter, facing 4th and 9 from their own 46. That penalty a moment ago costing him on that drive.
Yeah, Rossville gets the turnover and not able to capitalize. You want to win that turnover battle, and they are, but you want to take advantage of those.
Well, especially when you had an opportunity maybe to run it to the end of the half because you won the toss, and Rossville will get the ball to start the third quarter, but now Sterling with a 14-6 lead under 3.5 minutes to go. Going to get the ball back with a couple of timeouts. Rossville setting to punt it away. It's a high snap. It's bobbled, but time and able to get it away. Pretty good punt from right to left. He had the breeze behind it, dropped by Farney, but he picks it up. Can he make a guy miss? He's still bobbling in his hand, and he's finally corralled up by three red jerseys at the 20-yard line. So there was a lot of bobbles on both sides there. It started with the punter and then Farney on the return. A near fumble both ways, but Sterling will take over at their own 20 with a 14-6 lead here with 3:03 to go in this opening half.
And that was a really good punt from Cameron Miller from Rossville. The snap was high. It's a good thing that young man is 6'5". He jumped up and grabbed it and then gained his composure and got a heck of a punt off, burying Sterling back at their own 20.
14-6 our score. All the points so far scored in the opening quarter.
The wind's blowing the ball. The referee set the ball, and the wind blew it all the way down the line of scrimmage.
Be a rough day to play golf, that is for sure. Again, gusts of 40 miles an hour at times here today. Well, you could tell the wind behind the back of Miller on that punt. So, 3:03 to go in the half. Sterling with the ball, leading Rossville 14-6. They toss it left here to Newberry. He's getting some good blocks on the outside. He's at the 25. He's at the 30. He's got a first down near the 35. So Newberry again, over 1,000 yards this season. He had the first touchdown of the game. He gets to the 34 for a toss left of 14 yards.
When Sterling's just so good, their perimeter blocking is exceptional. That was just a toss play to the outside. Both receivers got to the next level, locked up their man one-on-one, and allowed Newberry to get around the corner.
Both teams with two timeouts remaining in this first half. We're south of 3 minutes to go. Clock stopped at 2:55. On the far side hash of the field, Sterling in the all-white uniforms in the second quarter, moving it from left to right, again leading it 14-6. No points on either side here in quarter number two. And that ball is dropped and then picked up by Farney, and it is a foot race now. He is at the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, touchdown, Sterling. 65 yards. On what appeared to be a botched snap in transition to the give to Farney. And when he finally got control of it, a hole opened up. And once he got to about the 40 of Rossville, Farney wasn't going to lose the foot race. 65 yards later, it is 20-6 Black Bears.
And how many times does that happen? A broken play, a bobbled snap, ball gets put on the turf, and you think the play is dead. Farney picks it up, huge hole on the right side of the line of scrimmage, and he was off and running for the touchdown.
A 65-yard touchdown run for Zane Farney, his second in this championship game, gives him 41 on the season, now 89 career rushing touchdowns. He's having a monster first half, 21-6 Sterling, 2:44 to go in this opening half. We're back after this here on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 96.9 The Pulse. Coverage here in Hutch at Gowan Stadium, a chilly late November day. Coverage of the Class 1A State Football Championship game. Got Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell, Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Tabman with you. Sterling now a 21-6 lead, a two-play, 80-yard drive that covered 19 seconds. Zane Farney, big run, 65 yards, finding pay dirt, his second touchdown here in the opening half. And it looked like Rossville had momentum in their favor. It is quickly swung back to the Black Bears. Here's the kickoff from left to right. Little low liner caught high at the 30-yard line near side and out to the 35 and then dropped down there. So Rossville, two timeouts, 2:39 to go in the half, trailing the Black Bears 21-6.
Boy, it'd be huge if Rossville could get a little drive going here and try to find a way to get some points on the board. They got the wind at their back with them right now, so look for Rossville maybe to air it out a little bit here, see if they can punch one in the end zone before half.
65-yard touchdown run just a moment ago by Zane Farney. He has had a tremendous four-year career, and he is having a big first half here in the title game and his final game in a Sterling Black Bears uniform. Here's the first snap on this drive. They go end around, reverse far side of the field. Jack Donovan just trying to string it out. He can get nowhere, maybe a yard Darren Maxwell, the safety, coming up to finish it off. They're trying to get outside the numbers, but speed on the defensive side, you can see it from up here with this Black Bears back end.
Yeah, we talked about that, and really Sterling's defense, it's really what you love. You got a big defensive line to control the line of scrimmage, and you got a bunch of fast guys in the back of the secondary that can get up and make tackles.
Still a big opportunity. Rossville will get the ball to start the third quarter, but they're down 21-6. Here's Mitchell on a pass play. Quick hitter to Connor Bush, spun down and then hits, capped off there for a gain of about 5 to the 41. So minimal yardage between the hash marks there, finishing it off. Kevin Plouse, the D tackle. But third down and 4 here coming up for Rossville. We're at 1:49, clock moving, second quarter. It'll be interesting to see what happens on this play and how both sides are going to handle the remainder of this minute and change. Here is a right side run, Cannon Mitchell. He's got a first down by a half yard. Needed 4. He got 4.5 out near the 46. So the Rossville offense able to move the chains here. Again, down 21-6 with now 90 seconds to go. Clock moving second quarter. No sense of urgency right now. Again, both teams, 2 timeouts. Rossville getting the play call here. It's down to 1:19. They still got 55 yards to the end zone. Here's Mitchell. They want to set up a screen, and they got it here to Miller, and it's dropped incomplete. Never mind.
Ooh, Cam Miller had that ball kind of running a slip screen to the inside. Got him in the hands. The ball popped up. That could have been disastrous for Rossville. There was a Sterling defender right there. The ball fell right in front of him.
Stops the clock at 1:09 here in the half. 21-6, Sterling in front. Sterling has scored on 3 of their 4 possessions. Their only non-scoring possession was a turnover, but Rossville couldn't take advantage. Ended up having to punt it away. Here's Mitchell in the shotgun set. It is Donovan in motion. They're going to roll out here to the near side. Throwing across his body, and it's caught at the 40, and upended there. Shy the 35 to the 36. It's Connor Bush, and a big pass play there. Moves the chains at 1:03 to go in the half.
Well, I really like when Sterling goes to this more of a traditional spread offense. Got Mitchell rolling out of the backfield. He was going to his left, threw a dart across his body.
Connor Bush on the reception. First and 10 here at the 37, under a minute to go in the half. They want to take a shot here. Near sideline and in and out of the hands of Cameron Miller. Boy, high pointing it. Again, you mentioned earlier, listed at 6'5". Mitchell put a beautiful ball on the hands up top, but just couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, Cam Miller, he was right there, did everything he could to get that. Had it for a second, but Sterling defender knocked it away at the last second. I think it was Wyatt Newberry.
Yeah, Newberry, the safety, 98 total tackles for him coming in, leads the team with 4 interceptions. Second down and 10 here late in the first half, 45 seconds to go. Mitchell rolling to his right, throws a dart, but it's high and incomplete. Far sideline, Cale Horgan, the intended receiver. Clock had stopped now at 41 seconds to go in the half, but now 3rd and 10 for Rossville at the Sterling 37-yard line.
Well, and I do really like when Cannon Mitchell rolls out, get him out of the pocket a little bit. It gives him an option. He can tuck it and run, or he can look downfield, and very accurate typically when he throws. That one sailed just a little bit on him, but he had a receiver open about 15 yards downfield.
41 seconds to go in the first half. Here of the Class 1A state title game in Hutchinson. Sterling a 21-6 lead against Rossville. Rossville 3rd and 10 inside the Black Bears 40-yard line. Mitchell rolling to his right, wants to stay behind the line. Now he's going to tuck it and run. He gets inside the 30, and he runs out of bounds at the 29-yard line. It's a gain of 8, but he's short of the first down. It's going to bring up 4th down and 2 with 32 seconds remaining in this first half.
It'd be nice here if Rossville find a way to convert this 4th down. You still got 32 seconds left. You got a couple timeouts. You could find a way to get one in the end zone.
Was intrigued here to see if Coach Thomas and crew were going to burn one of those 2 timeouts. They might try to get Sterling to jump off sides here. We'll see. But it is 4th down and 2 here inside the Black Bears 30. 21-6 Black Bears. They will run a play here. It's Cannon Mitchell, a right side run, lowers the left shoulder, and he's got just enough for the first down on the far side of the field near the 25. Again, needing 2, he picks up 4 on the quarterback run.
Yeah, nice job. You can save those timeouts. Ball ran it out of bounds. 1st and 10 now.
Just 28 seconds to go here as Rossville trying to chip away going into the halftime break, down 21-6. It was 14-6 Black Bears after the first quarter. And on Sterling's last possession, a 65-yard touchdown run by Zane Farney has us right now at 21-6. But again, Rossville a chance to double dip here at the half. They'll get the ball to start the third quarter. Man in motion here to the near side. It's Jack Donovan. Mitchell has time, has a good protection here. Now it's breaking down. He's launching it. It might have got tipped at the line of scrimmage. Looking for Bush near the 5-yard line. It sails incomplete. 20 seconds now remaining in the half. It's going to bring up 2nd and 10 from the 26.
I think that ball was tipped. Mitchell running to his left, had pressure, tried to plant his feet and throw back across his body. It got hit because he's typically very, very accurate on his throw, and that one sailed out of bounds pretty wide.
Well, Cannon Mitchell, he has been very efficient. 109 of 164 coming into the title game, good for 67 on the completion percentage. 2nd and 10 at the 26-yard line. Rossville trying to get some points on the board before the intermission. Mitchell back to pass, rolling to his right, throws it up into the air, and it's caught near the end zone, and that is a touchdown for Rossville. How about that play? Just a one-on-one on the outside and a beautiful toss from Cannon Mitchell. And the touchdown makes it 21-12 with 14 seconds to go in the half.
I was trying to see who caught it. That was a really, really good play. Mitchell was under duress. He was running to his sideline. The receiver released downfield instead of coming back to it. Mitchell put the ball right where it needed to be, and whoever caught it dove for the end zone.
We'll confirm that here in a moment, but a big score. Mitchell trying to add the two-point conversion, chopped up and in as he flips into the end zone. An 8-point play there with 14 seconds remaining in the half. Rossville gets it back to within 7. Big touchdown drive there. It's 21-14. Sterling in front. Back after this. 14 seconds remaining in the half here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfurt Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfurt Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfurt Meat Company, small-town butcher with big-time flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Late in the first half in Hutchinson, a huge touchdown drive there late by Rossville. Took 2-plus minutes off the clock, covered 65 yards, and we saw a beautiful ball by Cannon Mitchell. Cale Horgan on the receiving end from 26 yards out. His third receiving touchdown of the year, Boz, and just what the doctor ordered for the Dogs. Now down 21-14, and they're going to get the ball to start the third quarter.
Yeah, that was massive. I mean, it was just huge. Confidence level, momentum going into the locker room at halftime, as long as they can get this stop right here.
Well, Zane Farney has it on the return. He is a dangerous return man, making guys miss. He's out across the 40 and out near the 43, just 6 seconds to go in the half. So how aggressive can you really be in this scenario for the Black Bears?
Well, the Black Bears don't typically throw the ball.
We have yet to see a pass attempt.
Yeah, but they haven't had to. I mean, when Zane Farney runs for 65-yard touchdowns, they may just hand it off, see if he can make something happen.
Well, it could be the final play of the second quarter in the first half, 21-14. Very entertaining first half. Black Bears by 7. But again, just 6 seconds to go. They have it. Their own 43-yard line, and they will hand it off to Zane Farney. Dogs need to get on him quickly, and he is spun down up near the 47. He'll get 4, and that'll take us to the end of the first half. Very entertaining for sure, and the 1A title game is 24 minutes in the books. It is 21-14, Sterling in front. As we're going to go down to Jake here in just a matter of moments. Get his thoughts with Coach Hamas here at the break as Rossville, again, going into the half, down 7 here.
Yep, I will. All right, guys, got Daniel on the sideline with Coach Derek Hamas. Coach, down 14-0 early. What kind of resolve do you see from your team settling in after that start?
Well, the score at the end was certainly helpful. We're going to get the ball first here in the second half, and we're going to have to find some stops. That's going to be the key to the game.
A fumble and then able to stop them that one time. What was that like for your team to see the defense really step up in that moment?
Well, we needed to do it. We needed to do it. And
all right, we kind of lost Jake there for a second at the end, but we did get a good catch there for Hamas walking in, and we really appreciate Coach Hamas taking a little time with us there as they go into the halftime break. Boss, again, 21-14, Sterling by 7. Dogs are going to get the ball to start the third quarter. Your overall assessment of half number one?
I think Rossville, they seemed a little bit nervous. They've been to state titles before. Sterling has never been in this position. It's been a long, long time. So kind of surprised me a little bit. Rossville seemed a little antsy early in this game, and maybe it was a combination of just Sterling, what they're running offensively, their speed. It took Rossville a second to settle into this game a little bit. It looked early on like Sterling was going to run away with it, but kudos to Rossville. They're able to slow things down, settle into what they want to do offensively. Their last two offensive drives, really, really impressive, mixing things up.
Again, 14-0 early, and then Cannon Mitchell, a two-yard run. It was 14-6 after the missed extra point, and now we find ourselves at 21-14. The halftime score is Sterling has the touchdown advantage. Halftime coverage is next here after a timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Grounded Coffee House has been serving the Rossville community for the past 18 years. Start your game day the Grounded way. Enjoy hot or iced lattes, frappes, and Lotus energy drinks. And make sure to try the fan favorite, Bulldog Bite, or kick off Christmas season with the Peppermint Mocha. It's all at Grounded Coffee House, located in downtown Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on 96.9 The Pulse. Appreciate everyone hanging with us here on this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Our 1A title game coverage in Hutchinson at Gowan Stadium at the half as it's Sterling 21 and Rossville 14. Again, thanks, big thanks out to our studio producer today, Kirk Hillman, Jake Spaulding on the sideline, Chris Boswell in the broadcast booth alongside myself, Brandon Tabman. Appreciate it very much, everyone hanging with us here on this chilly late November afternoon. Again, early on in this game, it was all Sterling. They scored on their first two drives, and sandwiched in there was a Rossville punt. It was 14-0. In the blink of an eye, it was Wyatt Newberry, a five-yard run on fourth and goal, first touchdown of the game, and then Zane Farney, he had a big first half, a late first quarter touchdown from 6 yards out, 14-0 Sterling. McCannon Mitchell, a two-yard run for Rossville towards the end of that first period. They missed the extra point. It was 14-6 Sterling going into quarter number two. Sterling then lost a fumble, the only turnover of the first half, deep into Rossville territory, but the Dogs could not convert and take advantage of that turnover as Rossville would ultimately punt it away. And then both teams, one final possession after that, and both teams scoring on their last drives of that first half. Again, a 65-yard run by Zane Farney on what looked to be a botched exchange and kind of had to settle it in after what appeared to be maybe a fumble en route, but he settled and scored from 65 yards out. And then Cale Horgan desperately needed a two-minute drive there by Rossville, 65 yards it covered, and then Cale Horgan, a 26-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Cannon Mitchell, made it 21-14 after Mitchell ran in the two-point conversion. At that point, it was very late in the second quarter, not much after that, and right now at the half, it's Sterling 21 and Rossville 14. We'll get Boz back in here. We'll go over some of the stats and his thoughts as our halftime coverage continues after a timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today, because your future deserves a legacy.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, halftime coverage continues here in Hutchinson, the Class 1A State Football Championship game, and a good one to boot between Sterling and Rossville. Black Bears have the lead at 21-14. Again, alongside Kirk Kilman in studio, Chris Boswell, Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tabman with you here on 96.9 The Pulse. We get Boz back on the horn here with us and his general thoughts on the first half is Sterling, 26 offensive plays, all run plays, 235 yards totaled in that first half. Rossville, a little bit more balanced. They ran 37 first half plays on offense at 188 total yards. But how about Zane Farney, obviously the leader here in the clubhouse, 15 carries for 185 yards and two touchdowns with that big burst there late in the second quarter. He was the headline coming in for this Sterling Black Bears offense, and we have now seen it firsthand why it has been that way, not just this year, but his entire four-year career.
Yeah, I'm a believer with what that young man can do. You don't rush for 185 yards, two touchdowns in the first quarter if you're not something special. And the thing with him is he's just super shifty. You feel like you've got him wrapped up. You got people in defensively in the right place, but they're just not able to bring him down at that first initial point of contact. And that's kind of been the difference. I mean, the other side of it, though, for Rossville, I think the problem they're having, I mentioned as a key defensively, they got to control the line of scrimmage. And really, Sterling has controlled the line of scrimmage. They're pushing the defensive line of Rossville back into the backers. It's making the backers have to almost play on their heels a little bit. They're not able to attack as much. And Zane, at the line of scrimmage.
And a couple things that you touched on throughout the course of that first half. One, the fact that Sterling is getting 6, 7, 8, 9, even more yardage on first down. They are not being put behind the sticks. And on another side of it, you mentioned multiple times, Rossville's in the right position to make a play. But again, the shiftiness and just the playmaking ability, not just from Farney, but Newberry as well, that's out-dueling when Rossville is in the right position to make a play, but more times than not, Sterling able to get away from it.
Yeah, and you know, you look through the course of that first half, Sterling, the only negative play that they had was the fumble that they lost. Rossville recovered. Other than that, they were getting 3, 4, 5 yards per carry. They were getting big chunk plays on first down. When you're Sterling's head coach, you're kind of sitting there thinking, man, this is easy to call a game when we're sitting at second and third. You know, second and four, you don't have to worry. Not that Sterling runs a very complex offense. They run the ball. That's all they do. But when you're running second down and third, or second down and 3 yards, third down and 1 yard, it just makes things easy. You never get behind the chains. And with an offense like that, if you get behind the sticks, it makes things a little more difficult.
We'll get some of the individual stats, a little bit more depth here in a moment. But Jake Spaulding, away from the cold for a second and joining us here in the broadcast booth. What was it like? Kind of a more even level view of this game here today.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, everything you guys have been talking about is spot on, but there's some things that really stuck out to me in that first half, and that was with Sterling's side of things on the offensive attack. Anytime, you know, you're going against a flex bone like this, there's usually three keys that you got to have every single play. You know, you got the potential dive, you've got the back that's in motion, and you got the back in the back. But there's that fourth one that they started really to expose, and that was the quarterback keep as well. And that's where Rossville, you would see in the second level on the defensive side, Andre Johnson, Connor Bush in the secondary coming up. They're watching their key, and they're in the right spot, like you mentioned, Boz. But Sterling's front line is getting to that second, third level because the eyes are in the backfield tracking their key. By the time they realize where they need to be at is right here, a blocker is already in front of them. And so Rossville, I look for them to maybe make that slight adjustment of being more aggressive, getting up the field a little bit quicker instead of being on their heels, like I heard you guys mention a few different times in that first half. And then the big turnover, I felt like even though there was no points out of it, I think that was a shell shock a little bit to Sterling, because that wasn't just a, you know, ball that hit the turf by any stretch. It was a defensive effort and a defensive play by Landon Lewis, the outside backer, the sophomore for Rossville. He got up the field quickly and deflected that pitch attempt, then able to jump on top of it. That's Uncle Mo, Boz. That beats that. That's where you start feeling that shift of momentum happen. Yes, they didn't score. Yes, Farney goes 65 yards. But Uncle Mo's on the side of the dogs right now, because they're able to get the ball to begin the second half after a two-minute drive that was so crucial to get that score. And I just think, I mean, again, you mentioned it earlier, B-Tad. Coach Hamas has been here. This is not new territory for him. This is the type of game they expected to have. And for them to be down by 7 points, getting the ball to start the second half, I think this is exactly where the dogs are comfortable.
Rossville quarterback Cannon Mitchell, 7-12 in the first half, 83 yards, and that touchdown late in the second quarter. He also leads Rossville offense in rushing, 12 carries, 62 yards, and a touchdown as well. Get our halftime coverage here on the Pulse. Class 1A state title game in Hutch, Sterling 21 and Rossville 14. More halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfurt Meat Company. From custom cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfurt Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfurt Meat Company, small town butcher with big time flavor.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting closer to the start of the second half here in Hutchinson. Coverage of the Class 1A state title game here on 96.9 The Pulse. Sterling 21 and Rossville 14. Again, going through some of the numbers before our final break. First downs in the first half, 13-11 advantage for Rossville. Time of possession, very similar, 12 minutes, 58 seconds for the Bulldogs, 11 minutes, 2 seconds for Sterling. Third down conversions, Rossville 2 of 6, Sterling 2 of 3, and both teams perfect on fourth down conversions. That is certainly a key stat. Rossville 2 for 2 on fourth down conversions in that opening half. Sterling, one attempt on fourth down. They converted that as well. Again, Cannon Mitchell leading the charge for the Rossville offense. 12 carries, 62 yards and a score. Also had the passing touchdown again to Connor Bush, who led the receiving aspect. Connor with four catches for 58 yards, including Boss, that big 26-yard heave down the sideline right at the end of the first half there to get back to within seven.
Yeah, and it's hard if you're Rossville. I'm sure they have a game plan coming into this, how they want to attack the Sterling defense, but I really like what Rossville did in the second quarter, particularly with their passing game. Cannon Mitchell throws a really good ball. They've got receivers that run very good routes. I think if I was in that position, I'd want to utilize that a little bit more, maybe mix things up a little bit. Sterling is so quick defensively when you're trying to rush the ball on the perimeter. There's not a lot of room. Their backs are so quick in their corners getting off the blocks and coming up making tackles. So I'd like to see him maybe spread things out. Let's throw the ball a little bit more.
Yeah, a great first half between these two teams. A final timeout here on the pole, 60 seconds in variety. Dogs will get the ball to start the third quarter, down seven. It's 21-14 Sterling here in the Class 1A state championship game. And the third quarter action is after this 60-second timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the Pulse, getting set for the start of the second half here in Hutch. It is chilly today. It is windy today. We got a packed house and a full crew on hand here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Giant thanks to our studio engineer, that is Kirk Hillman, alongside Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell, Brandon Tabman with you. 21-14 Sterling as we get set to start the third quarter here at Gowan Stadium. And when you look at it, Boz, getting set for the kickoff, as Sterling's going to kick it off to Rossville, they are kicking into this heavy, heavy breeze. So, third quarter, Rossville's going to have the wind at their back. Sterling will have this heavy wind at their back in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, I talked about that. Liking to see Rossville open things up a little bit offensively and throw the ball. Now's the opportunity in the third quarter when they got the wind at their back. Once you flip this around in the fourth quarter, it's going to be real tough for Cannon Mitchell throwing into this real stiff wind.
So the crucialness of Rossville to win this quarter,
yeah,
maybe tie it or have a lead going into the fourth quarter, because with that win can change up a lot of things on the offensive side.
It can, and if you're Sterling, it doesn't matter. You're not concerned. You're going to stick to what you do, and that's run the ball and give the ball to Zane Farney.
So now, with that wind, Sterling's going to have somebody step in and hold. That is Landon Aguilera, who's going to hold down the ball here on the tee for the kicker in Gunnar Wilson. So here we go. It's the start of the third quarter in Hutchinson. Class 1A title game and a return up near the 40, and that's where Rossville will take over. First and 10, they got the wind at their back going from right to left. Against Sterling, the 21-14 lead as we are underway in quarter number three.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see what Rossville does. You know, these coaches have been in this position. They've been to state title games before. And one of my things I always look at is what adjustments the teams make at halftime. And teams that have been here, coaches that have been around a long time, they always do a really good job of figuring out, okay, this is what we need to change, and this is how we're going to attack things in the second half.
Here we go. First play of the third quarter, and it goes to Connor Bush on a reverse to the near side. Cuts it up between the hash marks quickly across the 45 to the 46. So Connor Bush, outside of Cannon Mitchell, he's been the most heavily utilized player for this Bulldogs offense, and a good start in the third quarter. He picks up six. It's going to bring up second down and four.
Yeah, he's had a nice ball game early on, and that first play for Rossville, they're attacking the edge again, which is good. If they can establish that rush game, that'll open things up to throw the ball a little more.
Second down and four, just shy of midfield. A toss right here to Bush, and he's in a little bit of trouble, and he is unable to get back to the line of scrimmage. Pursuit was there, and he has dropped down for a loss of one, maybe even two. Looks like they're going to give it a one-yard loss back to the 45. But again, the speed and athleticism, the back end of this Sterling Black Bears defense was on display in that opening half.
Jacob Lewis, the 6-foot, 160-pound sophomore leading tackler for Sterling. You should see his speed right there from the middle backer position. He read the toss and was able to close that gap extremely quick.
Huge third and five here to open up the second half. It is Cannon Mitchell rolling to his left. He has room, tucks it and runs, and he slides down to the 45. He'll get 10 yards, maybe even 11. Good heady play there by number 14 in red. Cannon Mitchell, big run there into Black Bears territory, first and 10 for Rossville.
And I really like that play. I like the idea of getting Cannon Mitchell out of the pocket, let him scramble, survey the field. He's got receivers that can get open. If they do, he can throw the ball. If not, he can tuck it and run.
90 seconds into the third quarter, Black Bears leading it 21-14, but Rossville on the move. A handoff right here to Bush, again being strung out, and he is dropped down for a loss. And there's going to be a late hit on the far side of the field. Cale Horgan, the wide receiver, got tied up with the defensive back. And well after the play was over, Boz, this is going to be a personal foul against Rossville.
Yeah, tough break, little frustration for him after the two-yard loss on that play. But again, Rossville trying to attack the perimeter. And, man, I'm telling you, Jacob Lewis, linebacker, he reads things really quickly. And then his speed allows him to chase people down. I mean, he's covering a lot of ground from the middle of the field to the sideline to make those tackles.
Well, the officials huddled up on the far side of the field. And from up here again, as of right now, it looked to be what would be a personal foul, maybe a late hit, or maybe even unnecessary roughness. But this is a crucial penalty here for Rossville as they were moving the ball into Black Bears territory. But now they might find themselves back in their own territory. Oh, and they're going to wave it off. Okay, so that is a huge break for Rossville. And now the officials far side talking with head coach Brent Schneider, giving the explanation on why that hanky was picked up.
Yeah, you usually don't see that. The flag was thrown on Sterling's sideline. So typically if it's something against the offense, you got a coach from the other team kind of chirping in your ear. You don't see it waved off very often.
But it's still second down and 13, and now Cannon Mitchell on a right side run. He gets a couple, get the lost yardage back on the previous play, and that's it. A right side run by Cannon Mitchell for 3 yards to the Black Bears 45, and third down and 10 coming up. We're 2 minutes into the third quarter with the Black Bears leading this title game 21-14.
Another huge third down for Rossville right here. Again, I'd like to see him go to rolling Cannon Mitchell out of the pocket. They've had good success with that here lately.
Bulldogs had a big third down conversion earlier on this drive and now facing third down and 10 at the 45. Far side hash. Bulldogs wind at their back here, going right to left in the third. Here's Mitchell. Clean pocket down the middle of the field, and that baby is caught inside the 20 and down to the 16-yard line. Cale Horrock, how about the backup wide receiver? His seventh catch of the season and the biggest one by far in the red zone. Bulldogs down 7.
Boy, just middle seam route. He didn't go to a sideline, didn't run an out route from the tight end spot. Just straight down the middle of the field, got behind the free safety, and what a beautiful ball from Cannon Mitchell.
Absolute dot to make it first down and 10 inside the 20-yard line. And here is a left side run off the end around there. Jack Donovan on the carry. He'll get inside the 15. He'll get to the 13 for a gain of 3. Second down and 7 coming up. Rossville trying to potentially tie this game. They're down 7, 21-14, 3 minutes into the third quarter.
We talked about Rossville taking advantage of the wind at their back. And for those of you at home, I mean, the flags on the flagpole are standing just straight horizontal to the ground. The wind is flat blowing here.
Andre Johnson in motion, settles in slot right on the offensive line. Cannon Mitchell running that way, now cuts it up left, and he's tripped up inside the 5. He's got a first down between the 2 and the 3-yard line, but Rossville first and goal.
And that's something Rossville running backs, maybe they talked about it at halftime, they're trying to stretch plays out to the sideline, which I think leads to the advantage of Sterling because their backers are so quick. Looked like on that play, the backers over-pursued to the sideline, allowed the cutback up the middle of the field for Mitchell.
Rossville trying to score on their opening drive here in the second half. First and goal inside the 5. Quarterback run. Mitchell stood up, and he'll be shy of the end zone. He'll get to the 1, and second down and goal. Again, that front. Nice job, Cale Thomas. Maddox Link in there on the stop there, and pursued by the Black Bears front.
It gets a little difficult when you're right here at the 1-2 yard line trying to run up the gut. Sterling's got their big defensive line and two backers stacked right on top of them. They may have to go to the perimeter and try to cut one up into the end zone.
Second and goal from the 1 here for Rossville. Early third quarter. This time a running play to the right side and across the plane and into the end zone. It's Andre Johnson. Touchdown, Bulldogs. 4 minutes and 2 seconds is all it took to begin this third quarter. And a PAT from tying this game. It is 21-20.
Yeah, that time they went off right tackle. Give the ball to Andre Johnson. The dude's strong. He was able to get off tackle and power his way into the end zone.
A 1 yard touchdown run by Andre Johnson, his 12th rushing touchdown this season. Didn't call his name a ton in that first half, but he finds pay dirt here, and the all-important extra point is up and good by Darren Maxwell. 7:58 to go, third quarter, and we are deadlocked. 21-21 tie here in the Class 1A state championship game. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
21-21 tie here in the third quarter. Class 1A state title game in Hutch. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tedman with you. A 60-yard touchdown drive there for Rossville. Boz, Andre Johnson, the 1 yard run, and the extra point by Maxwell. We're deadlocked here in the third quarter.
How about it? That was a huge drive from Rossville to start out this second half. They got the wind at their back, taking full advantage of this opportunity.
Well, here's Zane Farney catching it at the 16-yard line, going to angle left and try to get some good blocks. Cuts it up at the hash. He's past the 30. He'll get out near the 33. And Sterling will have their first offensive possession of the third quarter. 7:50 to go, 21-21 tie here in the title game.
You ever see a team where you watch a running back and you look at him and you think they're almost in slow motion? Zane Farney is kind of like that. He doesn't get the ball like he's shot out of a cannon. He's very patient, finds his gaps, his openings, but once he sees it, then he's like a rocket through the hole.
All right, here we go. First possession on offense, as it will be Zane Farney in a good pursuit there. Forward progress to the 45 for a gain of 2 yards. Caleb Lehman in on the stop there for Rossville up front, but that was an issue that Rossville had in the first half, giving up chunk plays on first down. That one only goes for 2, and it's second down and 8.
Yeah, Zane Farney, he's only been stopped 4 times for less than 5 yards.
Second down and 8 here for the Black Bears. We are deadlocked at 21 apiece here. It's 7:23 to go in this third quarter. Mention the wind. Black Bears in this third quarter going against the wind here, which Jake mentioned before kickoff today, at times gusting as high as 40 miles an hour. Man in motion, it's Newberry. Or correction on the toss right. This is Jace Dardauer, and he is hit heavy at the 39.
Andre Johnson, inside backer, came flying from his inside position and hit him as he kind of tried to run it outside. Big time hit. That's maybe a little statement hit. Like, Rossville, we're here. We ain't going away.
That's just the first carry in this game for Jace Dardauer. His 42nd carry this season. He goes for 4, but the big hit by Andre Johnson, leading tackler for this Dogs defense. Third down and 4 here at the 39-yard line. Big play here as we're coming up near the halfway point of quarter number 3 in a 21-21 tie here in Hutch. Here's Newberry on the reverse, far side of the field, trying to string it out. He can't do so. He's dropped for a gain of just 1, and 4th and 3 coming up. A little extra pep in the step of this Rossville defense, and it's decision time here for Sterling. At 4th down, they'll call it 2.
That's the best defensive stand that Rossville has had other than the turnover in the second quarter, but that was 3 rushing attempts from Sterling for a total of 8 yards.
4th down and 2. 6 minutes in, 6 to go, clock moving third quarter. We're deadlocked at 21 apiece. Biggest play here in the third quarter for Sterling on offense. Reverse near side, Zane Farney making guys miss. He has the first down and even more. The ball pops out late, but it's recovered by Newberry.
Oh.
Goodness me, Boz, what did we just see there?
Zane Farney, again, Rossville had 3 guys around him at the line of scrimmage, but just He's so hard to bring down. He broke the first couple tackles, got to the second level. Rossville able to strip the ball away. Unfortunately, Sterling had a guy right there. They recover it. Fortunate break for Sterling.
Newberry, the one to pounce on it to keep that drive alive for the Black Bears. Cameron Miller for Rossville, he was a little bit slow to get up after that play, but he is back on the far side at his cornerback position, but a big first down, and avoiding a turnover there is Sterling. First and 10, just shy of midfield. It goes Zane Farney, just a straightaway run, and he gets one to midfield, and that's it.
Russell doing a much, much better job up front. They're not getting blown off the ball, which then allows your backers to get up to the line of scrimmage and fill the holes. That's two runs for Zane Farney, one of 2 yards, one of 1 yard.
After 15 totes of the rock for 185 in the first half, Rossville's front, as you mentioned, doing a much better job here in the third quarter. We're deadlocked at 21-21, under 5 minutes to go third quarter, second and 9 from midfield. And a change at the line of scrimmage here as Logan Isaac, the senior quarterback, gets the call from the sideline. He's under center. And they go Darnauer again, his second carry on this drive, and he is dropped in the backfield. What pursuit! Landon Lewis, the first to hit him there. Couple other red jerseys finishing him off. Andre Johnson in there as well. It's a loss of one, and it is third down coming up. Actually, a loss of two, maybe about three.
That was a fantastic play by Landon Lewis, the outside backer. He took on the lead blocker, got inside of it, able to get a hold of the ball carrier, just hold him long enough for his teammates to come in and finish him off.
Sterling has thrown 17 pass attempts all season. They face third and 11, but they are against the wind here. Wondering if it's potential four down territory. Will they throw a pass here on third and long? It's third and 11. They go option left. It is a pitch to Newberry. Pursuit is there, and that is a huge loss. Back to the 43-yard line. Is that Landon Lewis again?
Again, that's negative 5 yards on that play. That is a handful of negative plays for Sterling offensively. The Rossville defense playing much more aggressive here in this third quarter. We didn't see any negative plays in the first half. Now we've had three or four in a row.
Jake, what do you see down there on the sideline, brother?
I'm telling you right now that this entire Rossville sideline and this crowd is in this game. That touchdown to start the ball game, and Boz, you mentioned it, holding Sterling's top running back to just a couple yards. This defense is playing at all-time level.
And now into the wind, a rough punt is going to get a Black Bears bounce. And it's going to get down to about the 40, the 39-yard line. But you heard it down there with Jake on the mic, and he is right under the Rossville fans. And the first punt of the day for Sterling, and Rossville in a 21-21 tie. They have not led at any point today, but an opportunity to take their first lead.
Boy, we talk about Uncle Mo a lot, momentum in sports. Some people think it's not a thing. I'm going to tell you again, folks, it is alive and well. Momentum is real, and right now Rossville has it.
3:08 to go, third quarter. 21-21 tie here in Hutch, lowering the shoulder on a run. Andre Johnson gets outside left, and he's out near the 44 for gain of about 5.
Andre Johnson, he's feeling good right now. He come up off that run and do a little flex to the sideline. Like, give me the rock. Andre Johnson running really hard with the ball.
Landon Lewis making big plays defensively there, helping the Rossville defense get off the field. Again, we're deadlocked at 21-21 in the 1A title game. 2:40, clock moving third quarter. Here's a second down and 5 play. Cannon Mitchell started up the middle, went out right. He's got room, 50, 45, and he dives forward to the 40-yard line. Going to be a gain of about 15, 16 yards. Cannon Mitchell, first down run for the Dawgs.
Great patience that time by Cannon Mitchell. Took it around the right side. He kind of thought he was going to cut it up early. Decided to bounce it outside. Great job blocking on the perimeter. Big time gain for Cannon Mitchell.
Ball at the 40-yard line officially. Far side hash, right to left. Is Rossville going here? 21-21 tie late third quarter. Rossville has not led at any point in this game. They go to a screen, off the hands, incomplete, but a flag thrown. They were looking for Cameron Miller. We saw them try that in the first half. Not a similar result, and let's check the hanky here.
It might be a hold out on the perimeter, but some of the Rossville kids are pointing towards Sterling.
There was only 3 total penalties in the first half, so a fairly clean game. Haven't seen a ton of penalties, but the few that we did see in the first half were certainly crucial on both sides. Rossville's clapping like it's against the Black Bears. We'll see.
Wow.
What was the call?
It was holding against the defense.
Well,
it looked like on the perimeter, you've got your wide receiver on the outside, which I believe that was Jack Donovan in the slot trying to block to run that screen. And they got tangled up, not really sure how Sterling got that.
Jake, what do you see down there after that penalty?
Yeah, this is the second time that we've talked about Aguilar being involved here on the near sideline. He was tangled up with Jack Donovan and pulled the jersey of Donovan when he was trying to make the block for Cam Miller.
Appreciate the update there on that play. Cannon Mitchell here, first and 10. He gets about 5 to the 25. So Rossville on the move. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Boz, a 21-21 tie. It's been all dogs here in the third.
What a reversal from the first half. Sterling dominant running the ball in the first half. Now Rossville says, hey, we can do that too. They're getting 4, 5, 6 yards on first down right now.
Second down and 5. Shy of the red zone at the Sterling Black Bears 25-yard line. Here's a knee-high snap. Option left. Here's the pitch, and that goes nowhere. Zane Farney, incredible open field tackle as he chopped down Connor Bush at the knees. That's a loss of 4 on the play, and now third down and 9. Back to the 29.
Yeah, really impressed with Zane Farney. Offensively, obviously, incredible running back, but defensively, I'm really impressed with his speed and his ability to close on the ball carrier.
Third tackle for loss for him this season, but now it backs him up just a touch. Rossville now third down and 9 at the 29, approaching the final minute of the third quarter. We're tied at 21. A little play action here. Mitchell, time, taking a shot down the middle towards the end zone, and it's incomplete. Oh, boy, a diving effort by Cale Horgan. What a ball. But a flag at about the 28-yard line, Boz.
Yeah, all of a sudden it seems like the flags have come out a little bit more. But, that again, that was that middle seam route. They got behind the safety that time. Ball was just overthrown a little bit.
Let's check the penalty here. It was on third down and 9 at the 29. Mitchell took a shot at the end zone for Horgan and had a step on the defender, but a little bit overthrown. But waiting to check the penalty that is nestled down, blowing in the wind at the 28-yard line, and it's holding against Rossville. They will accept the penalty, Boz, and give them an opportunity, although it's going to be third and 19. Are you surprised at all?
I was waiting to see because the official was looking at the Sterling sideline. That's a tough decision. You're going to bring up a third and 9 or third and 19. I think it's smart to back up Rossville and make them go 20 yards for the first down.
So it could have been 4th and 9 if they declined the penalty. Instead, Rossville backed up near the Black Bears 40 now, facing 3rd and 19 after the holding penalty. Here's Mitchell out of the shotgun. Quick hitter to the right side. It is Connor Bush back inside the 30. Gets a good chunk of it back. He will be shy. He actually gets to about the 24-yard line, so he gains 13 on the play. Actually a touch more than that, but now Rossville, really good chance to go for it here. It's going to bring up 4th down and 4.
4th and 4. That was a tremendous play call right there on third down. They went a little out route to the sideline and let Connor Bush do his work on the perimeter.
Here we go. 1:02 to go in the third quarter. A 21-21 tie. Here's a 4th and 4 play. Here it's caught and hit and dropped, but
right,
it should be enough for the first down. Zane Farney laid the wood on the little out route here. But looking to see, I think that was Jack Donovan. Boy, he got hit very hard, and he is on the turf. It is Jack Donovan at the 20, but 4th and 4, the ability to hang on to that rock, needing 4. He got 4 and maybe a football length after.
Yeah, that was a tremendous catch. He caught it looking back at the quarterback. As soon as he caught it and turned his body upfield, he got smoked by...
That was Farney,
yeah. Farney came in and lit him up. A legal hit,
yeah,
didn't leave
sure
with his helmet, got his shoulder into him. Jake's got a good view. It happened right in front of him.
Let's go, Jake.
Guys, again, I think it just knocked the wind out of him. Jack Donovan able to get up. He's just holding that midsection, so that's what you hope for. But how about hanging on to that ball, boys, because that was a beautiful ball from Mitchell. But you mentioned it. Zane really laid the lumber on him. It was a clean hit, shoulder right to the midsection. Looks like he just got his wind knocked out of him. We'll keep our eye on him here on the sideline.
Yeah, going to the sideline here appears to be okay. I think that's a good description, just getting the wind knocked out of you. But Jack Donovan, he's an all-state basketball player, tremendous golfer as well, a true multi-sport athlete he is.
Yeah, I don't know how he actually hung on to the ball because he had it right in his midsection. That's where he took the hit. And actually, after he got hit, he kind of spun around and fell forward, just maybe giving him enough for the first down right there.
So how about Rossville in this championship game, Boz? They are now 3 for 3 on 4th down conversions.
We're running out of time here in the third quarter. Under a minute where they got to take advantage of this wind.
We're deadlocked at 21-21. It's been all Rossville here in the third quarter. Here's Connor Bush, a little sidestep right, gets inside the 15. A good run there to about the 12 and 7 yards at least on that first down carry. Second down and short coming up. 43 seconds and counting. Here in the 1A title game, quarter number 3, deadlocked at 21.
And we haven't talked enough here in this third quarter about the offensive line for Rossville. Caleb Lehman, Jordan Martinet, Cooper Meyer, Easton Webb, Charlie Chance, those guys controlling the line here in the third quarter.
Second down and 4 yards to go inside the Black Bears 15. Might be the final play of the third quarter. We shall see. Cannon Mitchell following Bush on the right side run. Gets hit at the 5. Falls forward at the 2. To gain a 10 for Cannon Mitchell. First and goal for the Dogs. Chance to take the lead at 19 seconds to go in the third.
And this is huge. If you can score here right before the end of the quarter, you're going to kick into or with the wind as opposed to scoring in the fourth quarter, having to kick that extra point dead into the wind.
And we saw Maxwell on that opposite end miss an extra point in the first half. So a good start or a good stat there. But 5 seconds, it's moving. Let's see if they do get the playoff here. They will take the snap. Why not? Cannon Mitchell, he got him all the way down to the 2, and he gets them all the way into the end zone. And Rossville, their first lead of the game, is at zeros on the clock. At the end of the third quarter, 27-21, another Cannon Mitchell touchdown.
Well, this is a different Rossville team here in this third quarter. I don't know what was said at halftime. I would love to have been a fly on the wall, but different motivation, different mindset for Rossville. 14 unanswered in the third to take the lead.
27-21, Rossville. Literally zeros on the clock, and they dominated the third quarter here in Hutch. Maxwell with the wind at his back, a low liner. And he got it to go through a little squibber. We'll add one to it. But Rossville, their first lead in the state championship today is at the end of the third quarter. We got 12 minutes to go, folks. Don't go anywhere. Rossville 28, Sterling 21. Final 12 minutes coming your way next here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Insure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dogs!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on 96.9 The Pulse. Exciting fourth quarter coming your way in the 1A state championship game here in Hutch. Rossville 28, Sterling 21, and a quick short kickoff. Pouncing on it quickly for Sterling is Zach Wohler at the 43-yard line. But Boz, Sterling the lead at the half, just 10 total yards of offense. Rossville, they took advantage of the wind at their back. They dominated 14 unanswered, and the Dogs with 12 minutes to go, their first lead of the game at 28-21.
Yeah, now, it's really Sterling just looks shell-shocked. Like, what is going on? We felt like we dominated the first half. Didn't quite come out of the locker room with a ton of energy. Rossville took advantage.
Sterling only had the ball one possession in that third quarter and had 10 total yards, and now it's Zane Farney again, able to break tackles, and he is still on his feet at the 40, inside the 30, down the far sideline, inside the 20-yard line. He's had some big totes today. That was the most impressive of them all, breaking, I'm probably going to guess, 5 or 6 legit tackles to get Sterling right back in business in the red zone at the 18.
Wow, is what I can say about Zane Farney. He was hit at the line of scrimmage, had a guy with one leg, had a couple guys on him defensively on the top, but he spun out of it and able to break free down the sideline.
Maybe check with Jake in a moment. Looked like Farney went off the sideline there after that big run. He's being attended to on the far sideline. We'll check on that here in a moment, but Farney's big night continues. 28-21 Rossville here early on in the fourth quarter. The Black Bears in the red zone at the 18. Here is a give up the middle, not much for Darren Maxwell. who is in there toting the rock. Just his first carry today, his 23rd of the season. Let's go down to Jake on the sideline.
Yeah, guys, Farney is back up on the sideline now. He went over there, was laying down. They were stretching him out. I can't imagine cramps. He's back onto the field right now. So one play, they got him stretched back out, but he's back on the field now.
No gain on the play for Darren Maxwell. His first carry tonight, as we mentioned. But again, Farney's big night, really leading this Black Bears offense. And his final game of his high school career, I'm sure cramps are not going to keep him out. With 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, his team down 7, 28-21, second and 10 from the 18-yard line. Here is Farney right up the middle, inside the 10, dragging defenders all the way, Boz, into the end zone for a touchdown. And just like that, the Black Bears a PAT from tying this game at 11:01 to go.
Zane Farney, this kid is for real. He is so hard to bring down. He had guys hanging on him at the 7-yard line. He's able to keep his feet moving, keep chugging to the end zone, gets all the way in for the touchdown.
After just 10 yards of offense in the third quarter on one possession for Sterling, they go 57 yards on that drive, and the all-important extra point is up and good. And how about at 11 minutes to go in this game, Sterling and Rossville, 28-28 tie here in Hutch. We're back in 30 seconds here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
11:01 to go in the fourth quarter here in Hutch. Class 1A state title game. We got Jake, we got Boz, myself, Brandon, Kirk Hillman in studio. First points of the second half. Boz right there for Sterling. They had to have it. They trailed for the first time, but not anymore. We're deadlocked, brother. 28-28, 11 minutes to go.
Early in this game, I thought Rossville, they might get run off the field just the way it started, but man, they've come out with a totally different energy in the third, and now we got a ball game 28 apiece.
Well, again, Rossville will have their first time on offense here against the wind in the fourth quarter. And we've been talking about it. 40-mile-an-hour gusts at times. We have seen it heavily affected in the kicking game, both punting and off the tee, including extra points as well. But Zane Farney, another touchdown run for him tonight. That one went for 18 yards, capped off a short 57-yard drive, and a little squib kick that is caught by the up man. I believe that was Horgan. And how about Rossville? They got first and 10 at the 48-yard line.
Sterling coach is not happy with the kicker. It almost looked like an intentional onside kick where it comes off the tee and bounces. Jake got a good look at it right on the sideline.
Yeah, you're right, Boz. Schneider's not happy with that. It looked like they were trying to just pooch it in the corner like they've been doing all game long. That time, a little bit too top-heavy on it, and Rossville, great field position.
Right near midfield, here's Connor Bush on a right-side run. He's hit low and dropped. He'll get 2 to the 49, so he's into Black Bears territory, and he's a little bit slow to get up here. And he is still down. Connor Bush, he's been so good today on this Rossville offense. And again, a little bit slow on the knees, as we'll check that out here in a moment. But again, Boz, 10:47 to go. It's going to be second down and 8. The Black Bears 49-yard line as they attend to Connor Bush right now. But, you know, Rossville, they're going to have to take advantage here with this very good field position to start this drive.
Yeah, and Rossville, they really do. They got to find a way to get down the field, try to punch one in the end zone. You're not going to kick a field goal, I don't think, into this strong wind. But you start looking. I mean, we just started the fourth quarter, but time could be a factor right here. If Rossville goes down the field and they don't punch it in, then you're giving Sterling the ball back, and they are very methodical with their drives. Now, there's been a couple big runs by Farney, but for the most part, they don't snap the ball until it's under 10 seconds on the play clock, so you don't want to give them the ball back with very much time left here in the fourth quarter.
When it's this cold, this breezy, getting hits feels a little bit different.
It hurts.
In this kind of weather. But it's good to see Connor Bush up, walking a little bit of a limp to the near sideline. And we'll check down with Jake.
Yeah, guys, don't forget Connor Bush injured a few weeks ago on that right leg, and he's definitely hobbled by that. They were looking at his right ankle a little bit as well. Just, again, don't forget a couple weeks back, he's battling through injury to be able to play here today.
Here's a second down and eight play. Cannon Mitchell got stuffed at the line of scrimmage, bouncing it outright, staying on his feet, salvaging about four, maybe five. Good extra effort by Cannon Mitchell. Looks like they get him down to the 43, so that's a gain of about five and a much more manageable third and three coming up.
Exactly. Mitchell made something out of nothing. It was a quarterback draw. He started to go up the middle. It plugged up. He tried to bounce it outside. Thought he was going to get taken down for a loss, but just good work from Cannon Mitchell to make something out of nothing.
Officially a six-yard tote. It's third and two here inside the 45. Cannon Mitchell, right side, getting some good blocks. He's got the first down by a couple of yards, and he's inside the 40 to the 39. So on third and two, Mitchell, a right side run for four. We're 90 seconds into the fourth quarter. Rossville, fresh set of downs and a 28-28 tie here in the 1A state championship game.
Well, Rossville, they're doing a nice job. They're attacking off tackle, but it's kind of odd. Sterling's defense has kind of tightened up the middle of the field, so they're able to bounce those outside and find some space.
Cannon Mitchell in the shotgun set. Four receivers on the field. Two left, two right. Ball on the near side hash. Mitchell, a couple of pump fakes. He's got his man. It's Jack Donovan, and he's down, wrestled at the 32. Little pitch and catch. Looked like to be a little hitch route there, and Jack Donovan with the reception and a good 7-yard pickup there on first and 10. An
unorthodox throw from Mitchell that time. His feet were kind of awkward. He pump faked two or three times. You could tell who he wanted to go to, but it didn't. It took him a few times to really decide, okay, that's where I'm going to throw it. Puts the ball on the dot for almost first down. Got three to go.
Donovan led the team in receptions this season, second on the team in receiving yards. Cannon Mitchell flanking out to the left, and he's dropped for a 4-yard loss, but a flag came in late. Not sure if this is positive for Rossville, where that flag got chucked into. But again, that was good pursuit by Sterling. That was a loss of four back to the 36.
Yeah, you hate to see the flag if you're a Rossville fan. Comes in from the middle of the field. Typically, that's going to be a hold.
And it looks like they're going to back up. We've certainly seen more of the Hankies here in the second half compared to the first, and it's going to be a hold, or at least wait. Yes, it is a hold. Again, penalties magnify when you get late into a game of this magnitude, and what would have been still a much more manageable down and distance, now all of a sudden it is second and 13 here for Rossville, back to the Black Bears 42. Nearside hash, Rossville up against the wind, going left to right here in the fourth quarter. 28-28 tie, Cannon Mitchell, quarterback draw, working right, and he gets some of that lost yards back and a little bit more to the 35. So it's going to bring up third down at about six, maybe seven, and so able to get a good chunk of that there.
Yeah, Mitchell got half of that back. Nice job just getting what he could. Now it is somewhat manageable. I think they'll probably go for it on fourth down, so you got two downs to get 6 yards.
Third down and six here for Rossville. We're 3 minutes in, nine to go in the fourth quarter. We're deadlocked. It's 28-28 here in Hutch. Shotgun set, knee-high snap. It's a right-side run. It's Landon Lewis. He's made some big plays, dragging defenders, and he gets inside the 25. They'll officially mark him at the 25. It's a gain of 10. You don't need two downs there. Landon Lewis's big day continues.
That's the second time now Rossville has overcome a penalty situation. When they scored on their last possession, it was third and 19. They converted, ended up scoring now. Second and six, third and six, they ended up getting the first down.
Rossville, 8:45 to go in the game, trying to take the lead back. It's 28-28 here in Hutch. Here is a keeper by Cannon Mitchell. Can he get away from Farney? He does, staying on his feet, and he's finally chased down around the first down stick at the 16-yard line. Boy, he got away from Farney. David Myers able to chase him down. Might have been a touchdown-saving tackle. Good run again for Cannon Mitchell up inside the 20, and the Dogs in a tie game back in the red zone.
Well, Cannon Mitchell, he can put a little feather in his cap. Most folks don't get away from Zane Farney. He was almost down for a loss on that play, but able to shake off the tackler and get very close to the first down.
Cannon Mitchell for nine there. Second down and one. Ball outside the 15-yard line. 28-28 tie here in Hutch. 8 minutes to go. Here's a run up the middle. Didn't need much. It's a first down carry for Rossville to the 13-yard line.
Well, really good drive from Rossville right now. They're attacking the perimeter, attacking the inside. Threw in a little pass play early on. So keeping Sterling's defense on their heels a little bit.
Let's go down to Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, real quickly here, guys. Connor Bush back into the game on this play coming up here right now. He got a spat, so tape on the outside of that right ankle. Checks back in and running back.
Appreciate the heads up there. Bush banged up a little bit earlier on this drive, and they go right to him up the middle, breaking tackles inside the 10, and he's down near the 7. Good first down run. He'll get about 7 on that play. Second down and manageable. Second and 4. As again, Rossville trying to find that end zone in a 28-28 tie with under 7.5 minutes to go in the title game.
Connor Bush, he's sitting on the medical table there, gets some tape slapped on his leg, comes right back in, carries the ball for 6 yards.
Second down and 4 outside the 5-yard line. It's at the 7. Man in motion near side to far side. That is Donovan. Cannon Mitchell going for the straightaway run. He falls forward inside the 5 to the 4. He's a yard shy, so he gains 3. Third down and 1 yard to go from the Black Bears' 4-yard line.
Well, they're just chipping away little by little. Hasn't had any real big chunk plays. Just creeping down the field. They got an opportunity to get the first down and then have first and goal from inside the 4.
6:50 to go in the game. 28-28 tie. Third and 1 at the Black Bears' 4-yard line. Mitchell in the gun, takes the snap, right side run, following his block, bouncing outside the wimpy tacklers towards the pylon, and he dives in for the touchdown, and it's going to probably stand. A flag was thrown by either a face mask or maybe a horse collar, but Cannon Mitchell's senior day finale, big day continues. That a 4-yard run, and as of right now, we'll see, but it appears to be a penalty on Sterling on that tackle in the end zone.
Well, Cannon Mitchell, I was pointing in the booth, like, get downfield, get it, all you got 3 yards to the end zone, but he bounces it outside. Scared me for a sec, but he's able to outrun the defender to the corner of the end zone.
6:36 to go in the game, and the officials coming to the near side with Coach Hamas and crew to see what they want to do there. And that penalty flag thrown right as Mitchell was getting tackled into the end zone. And we are going to get the call now. Again, it's either maybe a horse collar or a face mask. Says the touchdown is good. So Rossville, 34-28 lead. And they're going to enforce the penalty yardage on the kickoff. So here we go. Maxwell, the extra point. Cannon Mitchell, another touchdown here today. And Rossville has the lead back at 34-28. But we saw Maxwell in the first half on this same side, and now that one is blocked. So the extra point is blocked, and it'll stay a 6-point game at 6:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Don't go anywhere, folks. Rossville 34, Sterling 28. 6 and change to go in the 1A title game. We're back in 30 seconds here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fantastic game and atmosphere here in Hutch, and we're down to 6:36 to go in the game. Rossville 34, Sterling 28. Another touchdown run by Cannon Mitchell, and that was a lengthy drive there, about 5 minutes off the clock, Boz, but the extra point was blocked, so Sterling's going to get it back here, down 6 late in the game. Here's a good kick into that wind. It'll be Wyatt Newberry on the return for the Black Bears, and he is hit and dropped at the 30. So the Black Bears, first and 10 at their own 30, 6:31 to go in the game, trailing Rossville 34-28.
And Rossville, on this drive, they need to come out with the same energy that they started the second half with, get some negative plays, force Sterling into distant situations where it's not second down and 3 or 4. They did a really nice job getting negative plays there to start this third quarter.
Zane Farney, the lone second-half touchdown for the Black Bears. He has had a monster day here in Hutch. 34-28. Black Bears, their first play on this drive, and chase down Farney, able to drag a couple defenders to the 34 for a gain of 4 on that right-side run on the far hash. Second down and 6 coming up, approaching the halfway point in this final quarter.
Rossville had Farney down right at the line of scrimmage. They're tackling a little bit high, and if you grab Farney high, you're not going to bring him down.
Second down and 6 after the 4-yard carry there, right to left, operating Black Bears offensively in the fourth and final quarter. Isaac on a quarterback keeper, and he's trying to get pushed by his offensive line and stood up. Forward progress out to the 37. So minimal gain there, about 3 yards, and a big 3rd and 3 coming up for the Black Bears. 5:50, clock moving fourth quarter, Rossville 34, Sterling 28.
Big Caleb Lehman for Rossville, he was in on that tackle, stood him up at the line of scrimmage. 6'3", 219-pound senior, makes the stop for a short gain.
Black Bears facing 3rd down and 3 yards to go. As we got the crowd effect in here for this play, 3rd and 3. It is an option, a pitch, and nowhere going, and it's Landon Lewis who buries Wyatt Newberry in the backfield for a loss on the play.
Landon Lewis did a fantastic job. He took on the blocker on the perimeter, got off of the block, and then made the open field tackle. That's a huge play, forcing Sterling into a fourth and five situation.
It's a loss of two. Landon Lewis has made big plays today on both sides of the ball. No bigger on the defensive side than that one. It is fourth and five for the Black Bears at the 35-yard line. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. Rossville leading it 34-28 in Hutch. How is this play going to be dissected on fourth down and five? Ball on the near side hash. Isaac is under center. A man in motion. They go option right. There's the pitch. Darnauer cuts it up. He's got a first down and more, and he's out near midfield.
Big time fourth down conversion. I think everyone thought it was going to go to Farney up the middle. They faked it, then took it outside on the perimeter. Had tons of room. That could have gone for a lot longer than the 20 yards that it did.
Jace Darnauer, his biggest carry of the season, and a big fourth and five conversion. Both teams have been very good on fourth down here in this championship game. We're at 4:20, clock moving south in the fourth. Sterling with the ball at the Rossville 47, trailing the Dogs 34-28 in the championship game. Here's Isaac to Farney, spins inside the 45, and he's wrestled down at the 43, so a gain of about four. Well, I tell you what, I mean, Farney did have a big run of 18 yards, but for the most part, Rossville's done a much better job bottling him up here in the second half.
It's humorous to me when you stop the ball carrier for a four-yard gain, you would consider that a win. Anytime you can stop Farney for less than 10 yards, it feels like you've done something big.
Second down and six. The time is of essence here. 3:38. Both teams have all three timeouts left. All right now, Sterling in Rossville territory, down six late in the game, and they go Farney's way again. Tried that same spin move. He'll be shy of the first down by 2 yards. He gets four to the 39, and Boz, the clock continuing to move here. We're down to 3:21.
Yeah, Rossville doing it still. A really good job controlling the line of scrimmage. They haven't given up the big chunk plays again. A four-yard gain brings up third and two.
Third down and two for the Black Bears at the Rossville 39-yard line. Far side hash, they go right to left. Isaac on a quarterback run. He fakes it, keeps it himself, and he is right about that first down stick. It all depends on the spot. Needing two, the spot appears to be 2 yards. And they're looking at it right now.
The nose guard up front, Easton Webb.
And they say he's short. It's fourth down, Bob.
Woo! 6'2", 241, Easton Webb, plugging that hole right up the middle. Quarterback tried to get in behind there, Logan Isaacs, and he was there and stopped him.
How about a little crowd effect here on fourth down and a half yard for the Black Bears? It is Zane Farney. He got pushed and stood up, but forward progress to the 35. And he got enough for the first down. Again, needing maybe a football's length. Would have been shocked if it was in anybody's hands outside of Zane Farney with now 2:26 to go, Boz. Fresh set of downs at the 35. Sterling trying to maybe steal this championship late. They're down six. Ball at the 35-yard line of Rossville. Approaching the final 2 minutes, 34-28 our score. Here is a run to the left side and driven back. Andre Johnson there, and really no gain on the play. And now officially 2 minutes and under as the clock continues to move. It's second down and 10 at the 35.
We hadn't called Andre Johnson's name a whole lot here in the second half. At that time he came up inside middle backer, came up, filled the hole, made the open field tackle, and then he popped up, gave a little flex to his sideline.
Well, I think we have the answer now. Was this potentially going to be the last possession for Sterling on offense? And it appears to be so. It appears the game is on the line here. It's down to a minute 35. It is second and 10 from the Rossville 35, and he was going back to pass. Now he's looking, running. It's Isaac still running to the far side, and all he has to do is throw it away. We finally get a pass attempt.
with
a minute 26 to go, and it's incomplete, third and 10.
17 passes the entire season. You can tell Sterling not comfortable throwing the ball. Quarterback Isaac, he just didn't see anything open downfield. Tried to extend the play, but there was nothing there. Rossville, really nice job with downfield coverage.
Go down to Jake.
Guys, I got to give a lot of credit there. Cam Miller, there was a go route, on the far sideline right in front of Sterling. Cam Miller step for step to defend that for the Dogs.
Rossville trying to secure a sixth state championship. It is Third down and 10 at the 35 here for Sterling. It's a run for Farney. He breaks off one, he breaks off two, and the third finally able to bring him down, but not after a gain of eight, but another fourth down. And now two play coming up inside the 30 with a minute 14 to go in the game.
Well, Rossville had Farney wrapped up. It would have been fourth and six. He was able to spin off a tackle. Now a short four and two.
Bonds, we're down to 1 minute, brother. Fourth and two here for the Black Bears. Here is Zane Farney hit at the line of scrimmage, and that is going to be close.
Wow.
But the forward progress appears to have just enough for the Black Bears' first down with 57 seconds in the game. Rossville leading 34-28. And we got our first time out here in the fourth quarter.
Woo! What a game. That was a great tackle from Rossville, just probably a foot or two beyond the sticks, but they didn't let Farney break one there, so they still got 57 seconds, Sterling does, to punch one in the end zone.
And they used that timeout, so they have two left, but the Black Bears, again, they started this drive at their own 30 with 6.5 minutes left in the fourth, down obviously 34-28. They have converted not once, but twice on fourth down. That one, much more manageable, but the first one, it was fourth and near five, and it was Wyatt Newberry who made a big play, or Darnauer, beg your pardon. Let's go down to Jake.
Fellas, sorry to interrupt you again, but I had to give you an update. The temperature's gone up, but the wind has picked up. Gusts now being registered between 45 and 50,
woo,
and a sustained wind of 25 miles an hour here in this fourth quarter.
57 seconds remaining in the 1A state championship game, 34-28 Rossville. First and 10, Black Bears at the Dogs 24. And another pass attempt here. Isaac lofting it towards the end zone. It is caught, and that is a Black Bears touchdown. Jacob Lewis, unbelievable. With 52 seconds remaining in the game, it is a 34-34 tie, a 24-yard touchdown pass. Just the third catch all season for the sophomore, Jacob Lewis.
Jacob Lewis just ran the seam straight down the middle, had two Rossville defenders, and he comes up with the touchdown catch.
Lane Weigel for the PAT and the lead. It is good. And with 52 seconds remaining in the Class 1A state title game, Sterling 35, Rossville 34. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A near six-minute drive that covered 70 yards and just the second pass attempt all game for Sterling. Logan Isaac dropping a dime in double coverage to Jacob Lewis from 24 yards out. The all-important extra point by Weigel was up and in. And Boz, Rossville, 52 seconds left, three timeouts, set to get the ball back. But the Black Bears, 52 seconds away from a title. They lead it now 35-34. What a game we have seen here today.
Just a fantastic game. And that was a great play by Sterling. Jacob Lewis comes up with the catch, but now you got just under a minute here if you're Rossville. They got playmakers. They got guys that can do it. The problem is you're going against the wind right now, the gusty 50-mile-an-hour wind.
Here's the kickoff by Weigel. A little bit better. It's picked up on the far side, 35, and right there at the 36. So Rossville, three timeouts, 47 seconds left. First and 10 at their own 36-yard line.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think Rossville, they got to go to the air right away or get Cannon Mitchell on the perimeter where he can scramble and get out of bounds.
Got all three timeouts. Again, you are going against this heavy breeze, so a field goal would win it, but it's going to be real tough depending on the length of that field goal. But here we go. State championship on the line here in Hutch. Here is a low snap picked up by Mitchell. He's rolling to his right, eluding a rusher. Still on the run. Now throws it downfield. It is tipped in the air, and it's caught on the back end by Cameron Mitchell. The tip drill gets it to the Black Bears 44.
Two Sterling defenders were right there. They both jumped up for it. It went through their hands, popped in the air. Cam Mitchell in the right place, the right time, catches it able to pick up another 7 yards. The ball's in Sterling territory now at the 44-yard line.
He gets pushed out of bounds. It stops the clock. First and 10 at the Black Bears 44. 35-34 Sterling. 38 seconds remaining in this title game. Another drop back here by Mitchell. He's rolling to his right, throws a dart. It's caught, dropping down at the 32. It is Jack Donovan, a big play, and Rossville should be burning a timeout here. Let's see. They're trying to get on the ball quickly. They have all three timeouts. It's already at the 31 of the Black Bears. They're going to run a play. They're not going to call a timeout. Mitchell, out of the shotgun. He's rolling to his right, tucks it, runs it, gets a yard, but runs out of bounds.
They were waiting for it. They were moving the stick, so the clock stops. The official wound it. They only lost 2 seconds before the snap, so not a bad deal there. You keep all your timeouts.
It gets out of bounds. It's second down and 8 yards to go. 25 seconds remaining in this game. Rossville down one, 35-34. But again, inside the 30 of the Black Bears. Ball in the near side hash. Mitchell and the snap, but a timeout called. I think Sterling wanted to talk it over there. 24 seconds remaining in the game, Boz. We're not going anywhere. 35-34. Starting with that opening play, Sterling had not one, but two chances at an interception to seal this game. But the tip drill not once, but twice into the hands of Cameron Miller that set up this drive. Now that's inside the 30.
Yeah, and it's a little difficult right now for Rossville. Sterling's in man coverage, which means there's not any gaps where you can sit down. Somebody for Rossville is going to have to make a play if you're a receiver one-on-one. You've got to beat that defender, get yourself open. So it's tough. You've got to make a play. Somebody's got to make a play right here.
25 seconds to go. Sterling using their second timeout. They have one left. Rossville getting all the way inside the 30 without having to burn any one of their three timeouts. That is obviously a big factor here. And here we go. 35-34 Sterling in the title game, but Rossville second down and 8 inside the Black Bears 30. And a field goal would win it, but they are going against this very heavy wind here today in Hutch. Here's Bush in motion to the far side of the field. Mitchell back to pass. He's looking down the field. He is hit. He is dropped. And it's a quarterback sack back to the 34-yard line. What a time to pull out the stops up front defensively on a big play by Cody Schweitzer and company.
That's the first time we've called his name today. 6'5", 265-pound defensive lineman. Rossville's offensive line's done a really nice job keeping him in check. That time he broke free. Nowhere for Cannon Mitchell to go with the ball.
So now third down and 12, back to the 34. So it lost about 6 on the sack. Call it a coverage sack. Mitchell had some time, but it closed up quickly, and Schweitzer dropped it down for his second sack of the season. Sterling with a one-point lead. It's 35-34, 19 seconds remaining in this game.
Rossville's got two timeouts still. They're looking on the perimeter a little bit. I think they still have an opportunity to run something across the middle of the field. That's where they had the last completion to Connor Bush. I think you try to get something in the middle, call timeout.
Ball is on the near side hash. Rossville against the wind, going left to right. How many plays left in this game? 19 seconds to go. 35-34, Sterling the one-point lead here in the title game. Here's the snap to Mitchell, standing at about the 42. He's having to run all the way back in the wrong direction, and he is absolutely drilled, but he threw it away. Laying the wood there was Tucker Haas.
This is going to be interesting. The officials are going to come together and talk about intentional grounding. Sterling coach is really lobbying for that. There wasn't really anybody in the vicinity and never made it back to the line of scrimmage.
Again, this ball was snapped at the 33, and Mitchell found himself running near side to far side beyond the 45.
And this is a big call right here, because it would put them in a fourth down situation, tack on 10 yards. So now you're in, I mean, this is the play of the game right here.
And they do throw the flag, Mr. Boz, and they will call intentional grounding. We're down to 13 seconds. And this is the game right here. Barring a defensive penalty, Rossville now backed up a long ways back to their own 46.
And that's a huge call because, like you said, now it's fourth down. You lose the play. So fourth down and what do we got? 32 yards, 33 yards to go.
It is fourth and 33, Boz, for the game. Sterling backing up a lot of DBs here. 13 seconds to go. Black Bears trying to win their second title in school history. Mitchell, they got to give it a chance. He throws it. It is caught. It is at the 35 and maybe a yard shy. It's Cameron Miller Well, more shy. He was well shorter than originally thought. Again, he needed 33 yards. He got about 20 there. And the Sterling Black Bears, with 4 seconds left, can take a knee. And they're going to win their second state championship in school history, Bosin, their first since 1982.
Boy, what a tough, tough break for Rossville. They made a massive comeback. It looked like they had the ball at Sterling's 31-yard line with roughly 30 seconds to go. You thought maybe they could punch one in, a sack, and then a untimely penalty backed up into a position where they just couldn't get the first down.
One snap, one knee, and there it is. An incredible game here today in Hutch and Rossville. Devastation as players go to the knee and just thinking what could have been. But what a game we witnessed here today as the Sterling Black Bears are the 2025 Class 1A state football champion. Final score here in Hutch, Sterling 35, Rossville 34. Got a lot to dissect, and we'll take it after a quick timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in-use vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Grounded Coffee House has been serving the Rossville community for the past 18 years. Start your game day the Grounded way. Enjoy hot or iced lattes, frappes, and Lotus energy drinks. And make sure to try the fan favorite, Bulldog Bite. Or kick off Christmas season with the Peppermint Mocha. It's all at Grounded Coffee House, located in downtown Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Post-game coverage here on 96.9 The Pulse. Jake Spaulding on the sideline. Get some thoughts from him in a little bit. We got Boz, we got Kurt, Brandon with you. Well, that's a lot to take in, man, for Rossville, with an opportunity for a sixth state championship under head coach Derek Thomas in what is his 13th year at the helm. And all the credit in the world to Brent Schneider, what he has done with this Sterling program in his now seventh season at the helm, when their first 4 years under Schneider, they didn't even make the playoffs. They won 11 total games in his first 4 years, back-to-back 6-4 campaigns in 23 and 24. This season, undefeated. They come back, get a big touchdown late in the game. Special teams were big. Obviously, both teams really had some crucial penalties at times, but this was just a tremendous football game for all the marbles here in the 1A classification. But in the end, the game-winning touchdown in the final minute, it was Logan Isaac, just the second pass attempt of the game and the only completion tonight in that regard for Sterling, 24 yards to a kid and a sophomore in Jacob Lewis, who had two catches all season. His third reception, a game-winning touchdown in the final minute of the state championship.
And it wasn't like he was wide open.
He was double-covered.
Two guys
draped on him.
All over him, and he makes a fantastic catch, what turns out to be the game-winner. But if you're Rossville, I mean, you can see the dejection on the boys right now on the field. And this is always so tough for me. I hate it. Rossville, if you could go back and restart this game,
I think they come out a little bit, they just came out flat. I think they maybe were a little bit surprised with Sterling and Zane Farney and what he was able to do, but that comeback, the second half, totally different team. Rossville played their hearts out in the second half, clawed their way back in. It took the lead, just couldn't hold on down the stretch.
It was just an incredible game as we look over some of the numbers here. Well, Zane Farney, he goes for 27 carries, 279 yards, Boz, and three touchdowns. We knew he was a big factor coming into this game, and he is going to be just shy of 7,000 career rushing yards and 90 touchdowns in his career. He was obviously the one that Rossville was trying to keen in on. And even in the second half, when we felt like they were doing a much better job of handling him and keeping him to shorter gains, he still goes for almost 280 and three touchdowns.
That's the thing with a running back, a player like Zane Farney, you always, and maybe it's me, I don't know, I always feel like this dude, he can break one at any second. So anytime you stop him for a gain of, he averaged 10.3 yards per carry. Anytime you hold him for 5-6 yards, that's a big-time win for your defense. And they got on a roll. Rossville held that offense in check. They held Farney in check for a couple two possessions, which allowed their offense to stay on the field and score some points. But Zane Farney, this kid is the real deal. He is no joke.
So Rossville, they finished with 420 yards of offense. They ran 23 more plays on offense in this game, and a good chunk of that was in the second half, but they were a little more balanced, obviously. They had 227 rushing yards. How about Cannon Mitchell, man? He had a tremendous season, tremendous career, 28 carries, 155 yards, and three touchdowns. He finished 14 of 20 passing for 193 and a score as well. So obviously coming up a little bit short in defeat, but Cannon Mitchell in this senior class, man, again, devastation is going to be the feel for a while, but, man, nothing to hang your hats about. And, again, an opportunity to win this game, but unfortunately, Sterling just made one more play in the end to ultimately come out on top.
And this is exactly what a state championship game should be. Nobody wants to come watch a game where it's a lopsided score. You look through the statistics, pretty much even for the most part. Obviously, the scoreboard shows it.
A little more distribution among the Rossville side with the bodies that they use, and that was kind of a thing we talked about in the pregame, but, you know, we said it. Was Sterling going to make any kind of play in the passing game?
Yep.
And who would have thought the last play for them on offense in the biggest moment to win the game in the final minute?
And the play right before that, they threw it, and I said, boy, he did not look comfortable throwing it. A little bit of panic, happy feet, threw it out of bounds. And then the next play,
quite the opposite.
He throws a dime to the end zone. I mean, they just made, like you said, they just made one big play in the passing game, turned out to be the difference.
So Rossville, again, we're hoping to get Jake here in a moment. Our postgame continuing. Again, if you're just joining us here on the Pulse, the 1A title game in Hutchinson, just an absolute fantastic matchup between Sterling and Rossville. But the Black Bears, 35-34 winner, and it looks like we are about to get Jake down there in a moment.
Jake's giving us the signal. Keep talking.
Giving us the
keep talking.
Yeah, giving us the bat signal down there.
Yeah,
he's
keep
easy
talking.
To spy.
He is. He's the
even
only guy
all the way up here.
Hey, we haven't talked about Jake on the side. We sent it down to him a bunch. He's got shorts on, folks. It's like wind chill of 30 degrees, maybe less, and he's the only person on the field right now with shorts on.
Well, appreciate Coach Thomas here in
all
defeat.
Right, guys, yeah, thanks a lot. Hey, Coach Derek Thomas, tell me a little bit about this senior class. And what they meant for the Dogs program and making it to a state championship game, just falling 1 point short.
Yeah, it's a good class, and they're a bunch of gritty kids, and they did certainly enough right to get it done today. We just came up a little bit short.
Tell me about this atmosphere. I mean, the wind was a major factor in a lot of things. What was it like in that huddle, in your postgame huddle just a minute ago, talking to these kids about how hard they played today?
Well, they hurt. They wanted this bad, and they put a lot of time and effort into it. And you know, I feel for them because for many of them, it's their last opportunity. So, but they're great kids. They got a lot to be proud of, and I'm proud of them.
Well, Coach, Northeast Kansas is proud of you guys. Great season, congratulations. And I know it hurts now, but you guys look back and realize how great of a season this was, right?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
Coach
yeah.
Derek. So the Rossville Dogs, guys, back to you.
Can't thank Coach Thomas enough.
Yeah,
in defeat, you know, how this game played out, giving us a couple minutes here on the post-game show. Jake doing a great job on the sidelines, but just your kind of thoughts on the minute or two we had with Coach Thomas there.
Well, it's really tough. I've coached for a lot of years, and I haven't been in this position where you lose a state title game by a point, so it's hard for me to kind of understand exactly what he's going through, but I can tell you his heart's breaking for his kids right now. I mean, that's
you can kind of tell,
yeah,
right? You can hear it, and it's tough.
Yeah, that's why coaches coach. I mean, it's about the kids. That's all what it boils down to, so your heart goes out to the team, and you hate, as a coach, you hate to see your kids hurting like that.
All right, well, let's talk through some of the stats real quick, and then we'll get our thoughts. Our sister station, 92.1 KMZA, tomorrow. We're full crew and company. We're going to be right back here in Hutch for the 2A title game, Nemaha Central and southeast of Saline. We'll kind of close it out with that. But just going through some of the team stats here, 347 rushing yards today for Sterling. Again, just 24 passing yards and on just one completion, which turned out to be the game-winning touchdown in the final minute to Jacob Lewis. A little more balanced on offense for Rossville. They rushed for 227. Cannon Mitchell threw for 193 yards, so they were a little more balanced on offense. Both teams had success moving the ball today. You look at third down conversions. Rossville, they were 7 of 13 on third down today, also 3 of 4 on fourth down. Sterling, they were just 2 of 8 on third down. But how about this? Ooh. 5 for 5 for the Black Bears,
yeah,
on fourth down, including two huge fourth down conversions on that game-winning touchdown drive.
Yeah, the fourth down, I mean, that was everything. That last drive, getting two fourth down conversions. Rossville, if they can find a way to get a stop, they win this ballgame.
Mentioned Cannon Mitchell, again, 155 on the ground for him. 3 rushing touchdowns. He had a fantastic season, fantastic game. Connor Bush, 5 receptions for 73 yards and that touchdown. In this game, Jack Donovan, 3 receptions, 25 yards. Cameron Miller, 2 catches for 41 yards. And also a little bit on the rushing attack, Landon Lewis, 5 for 28. Connor Bush, 12 for 35. Got to shout out Landon Lewis, man.
Yeah.
Second half, that kid made some big-time plays on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, he did. What really stands out defensively, it looked like he was a little bit quicker to the ball, able to wrap up, make tackles. And there were several guys for Rossville defensively that did a much better job. And we say much better job.
Right.
Zane Farney still rushed for over 100 yards in the second half. But all in all, they did a really nice job in the second half defensively, which gave them confidence. And I think it really fueled the offense a little bit for them that time. When they took the lead, it seemed like just a different team. But, guys, making plays defensively is what kept them in it.
Again, turnovers, just one. It was that first half fumble by Sterling. Sterling actually put the ball on the ground 2 more times, but recovered both of those other opportunities. So Sterling had the lone turnover of the game. Time of possession, 25-plus minutes for Rossville, 22-plus minutes for Sterling. A little bit defensively, Jacob Lewis, the leading tackler in the 1A classification, Boz, 18 total tackles in this state title game today.
Yeah, he was all over the place. And, you know, Sterling's defense, they're solid. They're very quick. They got a big up front D-line. But Rossville still was able to do the things they wanted to do.
We talk 18 total tackles for Jacob Lewis. How about 21 total tackles for Andre Johnson, leading tackler for Rossville?
Another dude. We talked about him early in this game, maybe a difference maker kind of guy defensively. He was all over the field, and I'll probably remember this for a while, the big-time plays he would make, and he'd pop up and flex to the sideline. Just big, big motivating guy for his team.
We look at the stats, and you mentioned it. It just so even in a lot of these key stats. Rossville, they were 4 for 4 converting in the red zone today. Sterling was 3 out of 4, and that one miss there was on the lost fumble in the first half. Again, unfortunately, Rossville did not take advantage of that turnover. But again, Sterling jumped out. They were up 14-0 in the blink of an eye, and then it was 14-6 after one. It was 21-14 Sterling at the half. Then we saw a dominant third quarter by Rossville, had a 28-21 lead, and then Zane Farney got the game tied up with his third touchdown of the day. And then Cannon Mitchell in the fourth quarter gave Rossville the lead back, 34-28, but the extra point was blocked. Your reaction when it got blocked kind of said it all, because you knew it was going to be 6-plus minutes left, and it was a challenge going into that wind, and he had missed an extra point in the first half. This one gets blocked, and you sit here, lean back, and go, okay, well, Sterling has 6.5 minutes left. If they score, they got that wind at their advantage, and they have a PAT kicker who hasn't missed one today.
Yeah, you just felt it right there. That was maybe the key play late in the game, not able to convert on the PAT. And it really, it was. I mean, the wind, I think that was a big, big factor kicking into the wind. You wouldn't think it'd be that big of a deal, but it really is. I think he tried to maybe punch it a little lower than he normally would to fight the wind, and it gets blocked.
And then 34-28 after that Cannon Mitchell 4-yard run, and then 6.5 minutes to go, not once but twice. Sterling converts on fourth down. Again, we mentioned 5 for 5 on fourth down conversions today. 2 on the final drive, and then in the final minute, really the final about 40 seconds or so, it was Logan Isaac, a 24-yard touchdown pass to Jacob Lewis, and the extra point gave Sterling the 35-34 lead. Rossville, again, made it interesting. Crucial penalty, though, in that final drive in intentional grounding, which put Rossville at 4th and 33 on the final play of the game. And obviously that was too big to overcome. And, you know, we were talking a little bit off air, and there's so much happening, it's hard to, you know, make snap decisions. But, you know, if he takes the sack and doesn't throw it away, it's still 4th and long, but it's certainly more manageable than 4th and 33.
Yeah, and there you can't blame Cannon Mitchell. You know,
he's trying to make a play.
He's trying to make something happen. He's scrambling for his life. He's just thinking, I got to get rid of it here. And I don't question the call. I mean, the closest receiver was probably 10, 15 yards away. It went straight down. It's probably the right call, but you're absolutely right. I mean, if he takes the sack, now you're 4th and 13, much more manageable. The loss of down and the 10-yard penalty put him in a really tough spot.
Jake, you got anything for us?
You know, guys,
you cold at all?
Just my face.
Yeah.
You know, I said that earlier.
Shout out to Jake Spaulding, everybody, down on the sideline, raising that 50-mile-an-hour breeze shorts.
It looks like he just stepped out of an ice bath. His legs are, like, bright red.
Yeah.
Lord.
I mean, I feel great except for my face. A little bit cold. making it a little bit hard. I mean, I accidentally called Coach Thomas, Derek Thomas.
You did say that. Yeah. We did kind of look at each other, but, you were chilly.
Yeah.
I gave you a little break there.
The lips definitely weren't as quick as they normally do.
But real quick, we gave a lot of praise in defeat the way it happened. Coach Thomas still giving us a couple minutes
of
his
time. That's
exactly
what I was just going to mention. It's just the, you know, the character of Coach Thomas and the program that he runs. You know, I asked him, you know, hey, are you ready to go? He goes, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
And those are the toughest moments. Typically, here at MSC Sports, we allow for that time for the coach to, you know, stay with the team. You know, we don't want to interrupt. But he wanted to do it. He wanted to talk about his seniors. He wanted to talk about how this team played good enough to win today. And this was just, I mean, could you ask for a better state title game?
It's going to be hard to top.
It is. I mean,
any classification, I don't know if any game's going to be played out quite like the one we saw here in 1A.
No, absolutely not. I mean, and again, it goes, people always ask that question, right, a state title game. Were the two best teams there?
Yes.
I think the answer is yes.
I don't think there's any question about that.
It's hard-pressed to say that any other team should have been here than these two teams. You know, the Dogs come up short. And here's the thing, you know, as somebody who coaches at a lower, very lower level with football, Boz, you've helped with coaching football as well. You know, you're going to go back and think, man, should we have enforced that face mask penalty on the try, got a little closer and gone for two instead of taking the extra point? You're going to have those questions, you know, when you look back at it. But in the moment, again, you think, man, it's just an extra point. Let's do it. But you guys have done a great job of emphasizing the point. The wind down there was such a factor today.
That was a huge factor.
And I just can't, for the folks at home that weren't able to make it out here and were listening today, you cannot even fathom unless you experience how much of a difference that made on throwing the ball, on even, you know, blocking downfield, running the ball, but kicking the ball into that wind. When Rossville scored to end the third quarter, it was imperative that they had that score done before the quarter break so they could kick that extra point on that end. And you're just seeing why it was so important to have the wind at your back. And that's why, you know, again, Sterling, they knew when they didn't win the coin flip, they defended the south end zone the south end zone to begin the game so that they would have the wind at their back in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think the game is different. I think if it's flopped, if they're going against the wind in the
100%.
Fourth quarter, it was a huge factor. But we're not taking anything away from anybody on the field today.
Great
we took
team.
In an incredible title game here in the 1A classification. And again, a big shout out and congratulations to the Black Bears of Sterling. Again, Brent Schneider in his 7th year earning that school their 2nd state title in school history. Again, they didn't even make the playoffs in his first 4 years. Won 6 games back-to-back in 23 and 24. This year they close it out undefeated at 13-0 and win the 2nd state title in school history for Sterling. So, again, the final today, Sterling 35, Rossville 34. And, guys, we're not done yet. Our sister station tomorrow, 92.1 KMZA, will close it out with this. The 2A title game right here back at Gowan Stadium at Hutch, a noon kickoff. Ooh, it is Nemaha Central and Southeast of Saline, a rematch from last year's title game.
Man, that I'm really excited. After seeing this, you know, you come to a state title game and it's a one-point matchup all the way down to the wire. It kind of gets you juiced up, like, all right, let's do it again. And we get to come back tomorrow and watch a rematch from last year that was a really good close game.
Hey, you want to know about weather? It's going to be colder. It's going to be raining.
Yeah, maybe some snow.
And the wind is going to be just as much of a factor. How about two teams that like to go at each other, run the ball? They will put it up in the air a little bit as well, but tomorrow's state championship game is going to be pretty impressive. And, you know, folks, if you're back at home and you want to come out and watch that game, show up a little early, come hang out with B-Tad, Boz, and I. We're going to have a tailgate party going on tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Starting at 10 o'clock, yeah.
Nemaha, they've had some success in the snow here a couple years ago. Yeah. They played with a snow bowl with
you
like a foot of snow.
And Toysington.
In Hayes, if I remember right.
No, that was right here.
Oh, it was here?
I think it was Salina.
Salina?
Pretty sure.
I don't remember where
that
it
changed.
It was somewhere
that
in the state
Salina.
Of Kansas.
It was Salina.
Hey, Nemaha, they've played in the snow, and they did really well, so come on, bring it.
So, again, thank you so much to everybody tuning in here today. We took in a fantastic 1A state championship game, and, again, our sister station, 92.1 KMZA, tomorrow, 10 o'clock pregame coverage, kickoff at noon back here in Hutch. We did the 1A title game here today, the 2A title tomorrow, again, on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA. So join us for that tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. with the kickoff at noon between Nemaha Central and Southeast of Saline, a rematch of last year's 2A state championship game. But again, thank you so much for everyone tuning in today. Kirk Kilman in studio, Jake, Boz, myself, Brandon, thank you so much. It was an honor to be here and call this one today on the Pulse. Final score, congrats out again, the Sterling Black Bears, the 1A champs here in 2025, their second in school history. They defeat Rossville in an absolute classic, 35-34. For Kurt, Jake, Boz, myself, thank you so much for listening to today's coverage of the 1A title game on 96.9.